The following production is an exclusive presentation of the Penn Sports Network, Nelligan Sports Marketing, and 88.5 WXPN, Philadelphia, broadcasting University of Pennsylvania men's basketball.
Enter Jerome Allen, injecting the squad with energy and trying to reestablish the red and blue brand of basketball.
Rosen penetrates, punches the hole, the finger roll falls for Zach Rosen. There's a turnover. Belcourt to the rack, fail the finish. Throw out Belcourt.
Darren Smith driving far right, spins away from Barber for three, buries it from beyond. Does Darren Smith.
It's picked off. Eggleston to the rim, rocks it for a game tying jam.
University of Pennsylvania men's basketball is on the air. 2010-2011 Penn men's basketball on the Penn Sports Network from Nelligan Sports Marketing is presented by Chili's, home of Fajita Rita Monday, pepper and some fun. Coke Zero, real Coke taste, zero calories. Independence Blue Cross, now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Holiday Inn. Look again at Holiday Inn Historic District for your stay in Philadelphia. Kindred Healthcare, dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. PICO, we put our energy into you. Now, courtside with the call, former Penn Center, three-time Quaker letter winner, Vince Curran, and the play-by-play voice of Penn men's basketball, Brian Seltzer.
Following a 14-day final exam period hiatus, the expectation that the Penn Quakers will be fresh, well-rested, heading into a long haul on the road. The Red and Blue begin a stretch of five straight outings off campus. Tonight, down 95 at Delaware. With that, from Frank Acherno Arena at the Bob Carpenter Center on the campus of the University of Delaware in Newark, this is Penn Men's Basketball. Along with our studio coordinator, Bob Bombera, my partner, the Vin Man, Vince Curran. My name's Brian Seltzer. A happy and healthy holiday season to you all, and the best ahead this weekend and
Merry
in 2011.
I'm a Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas.
There we go.
So specifically
there
to
we
you,
go.
Vin Man.
Thank you.
And
Merry Christmas to half of you, Seltzers, right? Well, the eight crazy nights, you got the best of both worlds.
Kind of balance it out this 12th and final month of 2011 calendar year. Well, this evening, it'll be game number 9 of 28 for the Red and Blue in the regular season, led by head coach Jerome Allen, the Quakers out of the Ivy League, at 4-4 overall, coming off of a loss 2 weeks ago against then-ranked number 12 Villanova, a 65-53 defeat at the Palestra. The Red and Blue's foe that they face tonight, the University of Delaware, also, coincidentally, their last opponent, Villanova, on Saturday at the Wells Fargo Center. Villanova winning that game 78-59, halting a winning streak of five consecutive games for Delaware at 5-3 overall, out of the Colonial Athletic Association, led by Monte Ross in his fifth year on the sideline, former assistant coach at St. Joe's. So, Vin Man, 14 days have passed since the Quakers last took the court.
I've missed you, Brian.
And IU.
Okay, there we go.
What would you expect from this squad tonight as they get it going on the road again? So,
I think a couple things. One, you're hoping that a couple weeks of practice, get a couple guys worked back in. Mike Hallett will be hopefully able to contribute. Larry Lockery, another couple weeks of practice under his belt. I think that will certainly help. It'll be interesting to see kind of how the energy is just coming out. You know, the Sam's just finished yesterday. I was talking to Kyler Bernardini before the game. He said, yeah, I handed in a paper late last night, so you kind of need to flush that out of your system. I actually think the late start kind of hurts that. I think it's already been a long day, so that's kind of the challenge. You know, you'd love to get a normal start time and really just go, but it's going to be interesting to see how Penn comes out and to make sure that their energy level is up early. That's the challenge for Jerome Allen and the staff.
Tip-off coming in about 10 minutes time from Newark, Delaware, the Frank Acherno Arena at the Bob Carpenter Center. Vin Man, you mentioned some of the members of the Red and Blue recuperating during this 14-day stretch. Another nugget of news that is noteworthy. Zach Rosen, the junior starting point guard for Penn, one of the club's tri-captains, announced as one of 66 finalists for the Bob Cousy Award, handed out to the premier point guard in the nation at the Division I level. That's pretty cool.
No reason to play my interview with Jerome Allen, because you're pretty much just going right down my list of the things that we talked about.
We'll get your insight, and then hear from the John R. Rockwell head coach.
I think it's very cool. It's an honor for Zach, and he really, it's nice for him because he works so hard. He is so diligent at just being prepared and being ready to go, and I'm just happy for him. I would be a little surprised if he were the ultimate winner of the prize, but it is an honor to be just mentioned in that company.
Something to shoot for, indeed. And collectively, as a club for the Penn Quakers, the Red and Blue will be out to avenge a really difficult double overtime defeat to Delaware last year at the Palestra that came back on November the 21st, a 97-94 setback on campus. Tonight marking the 21st matchup between Penn and Delaware, a series that began in 1911. The Quakers holding the all-time lead in the rivalry, 16-4, and the Red and Blue, though, they have lost their last two versus the University of Delaware Fighting Blue Hens. A full slate on the Penn pregame show coming your way over the next 10 minutes. Beginning with a sit-down conversation between the Min-Man Vince Curran and the John R. Rockwell head coach of men's basketball at Penn, Jerome Allen. That's next from Nelligan Sports. This is Penn Men's Basketball on 88.5 SGN. It is the Penn Sports Network.
Abner's Cheesesteak supports Penn Basketball on SGN. Abner's is located in University City on the Penn campus at 3818 Chestnut Street. Sprint Turf supports Penn basketball on XPN. Sprint Turf synthetic turf was installed on the University of Pennsylvania's historic Franklin Field in 2004. For more information, it's sprintturf.com. Listening to University of Pennsylvania Men's Basketball on 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia and online worldwide at xpn.org.
The waitresses, I believe, they're stuffed. I think this is going to be a night when Bob Slumbera sits back in the studio, plays random Christmas songs, and it's going to be up to me to guess who it is coming back.
It's all right. I mean, it's not Christmas, but it's,
would you have gotten the waitresses?
I had that one.
No, but I could sing along with it.
Yes, you could.
You know, it was the XPN Christmas party today, so I'm sure there's lots of good cheer and festivity going on.
I would expect nothing less from the crew that gathered at World Cafe Live. Down I-95 in Newark, Delaware, the Penn Quakers at 4-4 overall, trying to bounce back following a loss 14 days ago at home versus Villanova. The Quakers beginning a trek of five consecutive games off campus, running through the 19th of January. University of Delaware, the Fighting Blue Hens up first. Delaware at 5-3 with a winning record for the first time in now the five-season tenure of the Blue Hens head coach, Monte Ross. The Quakers and Delaware, Red and Blue 4-4, the Blue Hens at 5-3. The starting lineups and the tip just moments away. First down the starting five for Monte Ross's Fighting
Blue Hens. So it's actually moment away. You said starting lineups moments away and then went right into it. So
sure.
Technically it was starting lineups moments away.
Well,
here they are.
The order of things in the pregame lead up to tip a little bit off because there was a women's game earlier tonight. Step aside for the anthem, bringing the starting lineups after this.
They're not doing the anthem yet, Chelsea. That sheet that you have in front of us where they said this is going to go. Here's the good news. As opposed to the last three games when we were on the air, we're actually staying on the air and dealing with the fact that the pregame lineup is incorrect, not dealing with the fact that we're off the air.
come out with the starting lineups tonight. First for the home host, University of Delaware, Fighting Blue Hens. Juwan Carter will get the start at the point position, 5 feet 11 inches tall, 185 pounds. A native of Delaware from Wilmington, and he played his high school hoops at the Tatnall School. Devon Sadler, a rookie at 6'2", 205 pounds, out of Aberdeen, Maryland. In Aberdeen High School is the starting shooting guard. The swingman for the Fighting Blue Hens, DJ Boney, at 6'5", 5 inches tall, 200 pounds, a senior from Wilmington, Delaware, also played his high school ball at Tatnall. Hakeem McCullough will get the start at the four spot for Delaware, 6 feet, 8 inches tall, 250 pounds, a junior out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and Winthrop High School, a transfer following the 2007-2008 Division I basketball season from the University of Rhode Island. And the starting center for the Blue Hens, Jamal Haggins, at 6 feet, 8 inches tall, 220 pounds, a sophomore who is a force on the block, averaging 7.9 rebounds per game out of Roanoke, Virginia.
You don't find too many big Scotsmen playing. You got McCullough and Haggins?
Yeah.
The Scottish?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Jerome Allen will reconfigure his backcourt going into tonight's game slightly, as Miles Cartwright will get the first start of his Red and Blue career at the point spot. Cartwright, 6 feet 3 inches tall, 170 pounds, a freshman from California. Zach Rosen will be the shooting guard, 6'1", 175 pounds, the junior tri-captain from Colonia, New Jersey, out of St. Benedict's Prep. Tyler Bernardini, the swing man for Penn.
Swing batter.
Tyler, 66 inches tall, 205 pounds, a senior from Carlsbad, California. In the front court for the Penn Quakers, Jack Eggleston making his ninth start. 6 feet 8 inches tall, 215 pounds, a senior tri-captain Ford from Noblesville, Indiana. And for the third consecutive outing, Connor Turley will start at center. 6 feet 7 inches tall, 220 pounds, the senior from La Cunada, California.
All right, so what does this mean? Miles Cartwright in, Rob Belcourt out. Rob's been suffering with some migraines and hasn't gotten as much practice time as he needs. He's actually sitting over there on the bench with his sunglasses on. I think he looks extremely cool. He asked me to make sure that I didn't say anything about that, so I'll make sure to point that out right away. And it'll be interesting to see if he is able to go. As you said, hasn't practiced a ton, but Rob Belcourt, a guy that I think gives Penn a real physical backcourt presence and a good perimeter defender. I expect Jerome Allen to maybe go big a couple of times tonight, play a little bit more zone.
At the center, Delaware Blue Hen logo with the toss. It is Andrew Morata. There's the tip, and it's taken by Delaware. Home whites, Delaware, and navy blue across the front. Navy blue numbers front and back with Juwan Carter operating the offense from left to right in the front court. Haggins, near right low post, working over Turley, high off the glass, goes up and gets two.
Connor Turley just lets Haggins back him right down. He's got to chest him up a little bit. And if Haggins, a big man like that, is going to take that many dribbles, you got to double him.
Bernardini slipping, tied up with McCullough beneath the bucket. Pass lost by Penn, picked up by Sadler. Carter can't connect with three at the top of the arc. Good box out by the red and blue. Rebound Eggleston and Penn. Rosen in the front court. Quakers in their road navy blue uniforms. They'll wear those for the next five games. Counting this one, Turley, far right low post. The hook shot with the left hand, and he hits.
So each center has backed the other center down. Turnabout is fair play, and we start again.
Tied up at two, 65 seconds in. The Penn Quakers averaging 62.9 points per game. The Blue Hens losing the ball. An errant pass from McCullough to Sadler. Far left sideline, right in front of Jerome Allen and the Penn Quaker bench.
The arms on McCullough. My gosh. He is a wide body. And I think the guy that can give Jack Eggleston all he can handle.
Zach Rosen, left high post, down low, near side. Eggleston, turn around. No, a follow for two by Connor Turley. All four of Penn's points produced by Turley. The Red Bull lead by two.
I like the fact that Penn also pounding it inside early in this game.
On the far left baseline, McCullough, top of the arc, pass to Sadler, swiveling through a lane near right, picked off by Cartwright, and Pack Rosen to the 10 for a tune, foul, and he gets the finish as well.
That's a bad play by DJ Bowen. I mean, it's one of those where Rosen gets the run out after the steal by Cartwright. Cartwright does a great job, and it looks like Boney is stepping it off. Rosen does a little shift with his body, and Boney gets caught in between. Bad foul. Zach Rosen going to get a chance for a three-point play.
Rosen coming off of back-to-back 20-point performances versus Villanova and Army. Rosen with 10 20-point games in his Quaker career. The southpaw junior can't send in the free throw. Fails to complete the three-point play, so it remains 6-2, Penn, with 18-11 to go in the first. Sadler kicks it near right of the wing corner to the foul line. Good coverage by Cartwright at the stripe. Miles Cartwright has delivered very good defensive in-man for the Quakers 8 games into his career.
Cartwright, a decent matchup for Carter. He's long enough that he can challenge him, and he's quick enough that he can stay with him, and he just gets called for the hand check right there. As soon as I start to praise our man Miles, he gets a little grabby. First, like you coming out of Smokey Joe's, Chelsea.
That is a bygone era, isn't that? Off the inbounds, top of the arc, Sadler, fresh 35, one team foul apiece. The Bob Carpenter Center holds 5,000. Somewhat thin along the sidelines. A good crowd for the women's game earlier tonight. Far left on the wing, Boney. Boney in the far left corner to Sadler, shoots in. The far left baseline runner no good. Rebound to Bernardini. Penn pushing tempo. Far right wing front court, Rosen. They swing at the Cartwright in the near left corner. Look down low, deflected pass, Eggleston. Foul line, Turley, feeding Bernardini. Far right to the baseline he goes. Nearly stripped by Sadler, but the rookie for Delaware could not hold on to the possession. Lost by him along the baseline. The Quakers retain it.
I like the fact that Penn looking to push early. And they get some easy buckets in transition.
Bernardini far right for three. Way off.
Wow.
The air ball barely grazed in the glass.
Glass that by 8 feet. Tough to miss a jump shot by that much.
6-2. Penn in front by 4. 17 to go in the first. 4 points for Turley. 2 for Rosen. Far left baseline, Haggins running Turley over the top. A 10-footer air ball.
He missed that by 4 feet.
Called in by Cartwright. Into the blue color paint, blocked by Haggins, who averages four blocks per game. That is fourth best in the NCAA. The Quakers will hang on to the rock with 30 to shoot.
That was an easy one right there. Miles Cartwright looked like he had either Turley or Eggleston on the dish, but after absorbing the contact, kind of floats one up there, and Haggins just erased it.
Turley underneath in the lane, 4 feet from the rack, draws the foul on Haggins. That'll be the second team foul against Delaware and the first against Haggins. 9 shooting foul near left baseline. Cartwright to inbound. Has Rosen near left wing along the Bob Carpenter Center lettering in navy blue. Turley foul line far right on the perimeter. Bernardini takes it to the top of the key. Gets the bounce to bottom home off the front of the rim along 2. Quakers lead it by 8, the last 8 points for Penn.
That's aggressive play by Tyler Bernardini coming off the high screen. It's a little home team roll right there, Celtic.
Top of the arc, Boney. 20 on the shot clock, Cartwright in his face. Carter, far left wing. Bernardini blanketing in there. Carter, with the right hand, flicks it to the left high post to Haggins. 10 on the shot clock, McCullough far left baseline over Eggleston, drains the deuce. From 6 feet away.
And Eggleston lets the ball get too deep. He needs to do a better job of pushing McCullough off the box right there.
8-4. Quakers by 4. Bernardini in the lane. The scoop with the right hand. The finger roll falls. Tyler with 4. Quakers back up by 6.
Again, aggressively coming off that screen, moving to his left. And that time, Tyler Bernardini brings the ball back to his right hand. He's like George Gervin, like the Iceman. One thing he could do was finger roll.
Underneath Haggins, the pass intended to him, intercepted by the Quakers, courtesy of Eggleston. Far right corner in the front court, right left Cartwright. Rosen now, near sideline, left on the wing. Rosen spots up the 3 around the rim and out.
Rebound collected by Carter. 15:05 to go in the first. Penn by 6, far left corner. An air ball hoisted by Boney. He tried for the triple.
This is just horrendous shooting right now. Boney missed that one by a ton.
Not particularly good. Delaware on the season shooting 41.3% from the field. Cartwright beneath the Blue Hens logo. Center court, left high post. Eggleston seeking a backdoor cut by Rosen. Curley on the feed. Stuffed by Hagans, his second swatch.
Zach Rosen does a good job finding Turley diving lane. Hagans just erases it.
Hagans hits for 2 near right baseline from 10 feet out. Delaware within 4, 10-6 Penn, 14:23 to go in the opening stanza.
You see a couple guys out there sucking a little wind right now, almost 6 minutes into this game without a stoppage.
Rosen has Eggleston near left wing. Eggleston spinning near left side of the lane. Bernardini in the corner goes underneath Eggleston, left-hand lane for 2.
It's a great pass by Tyler Bernardini off the screen and roll. And he just maintains the dribble and in one motion whips it to Jack Eggleston. Terrific play by Bernardini.
Four of the Quakers starters have scored tonight. 12-6, Penn doubling up Delaware's total. Boney, near right at the UD logo on the perimeter. Carter to the near right baseline, pulls up and punches in a deep pair.
You can tell he was shooting that as soon as he got it. He had gone a couple minutes without getting one in the air. And he just did a little dive to the baseline, power dribble. Cartwright there to challenge, but has to be careful not to pick up the second foul. And Carter over Cartwright.
Away from the play, whistle blows. Heywood Bostic indicating a foul out on the floor. It'll go against Hakeem McCullough, the third team foul against the host, Delaware Blue Hens. 13:22 to go in the first half. Timeout on the floor. The score, 10 on top of Delaware, 12-8 from Newark. From Elgin Sports, Sendin's basketball on 88.5 SBN, the Penn Sports Network.
Kindred Healthcare supports Penn Basketball on SPN. The Kindred Hospital team provides high-intensity medical care and can help patients on the road to recovery. Learn more at kindredhospitals.com. For the most up-to-date information on Penn Basketball, visit the official University of Pennsylvania Athletics website at pennathletics.com.
Sounds like he was at the XPN Christmas party.
That version. Penn with the ball left to right off the inbound. Bernardini flagged for the offensive foul.
Tough call. I like
the play towards the bucket.
I like the play by Bernardini. Penn keeps running that. I keep calling it a wheel where they just kind of run one cutter after another and eventually somebody's going to be open. I like Bernardini coming off right there, taking it to the rim.
Two subs for the Quakers. Fran Dougherty and Rob Belcour without those shades that he sported during pregame warm-ups to shield his eyes from the bright lights at the Bob Carpenter Center. Far left baseline, Hagans trying to back into Eggleston, and he'll be whistled for a cheapie. The third team foul committed by the Quakers.
That's just a horrible call.
Not the
and Jerome Allen saying to the official, how is he supposed to play it? Because he doesn't have the arm extended. And there was not any real advantage gained.
12-8, Quakers by 4 with 12:56 to go in the first half. Juwan Carter tried to cross over Belcour, nearly lost the handle, recovers. Has Hagans near right baseline, pass deflected along the far left baseline out of bounds by Bernardini.
So who came up with that one, didn't you? Penn trainer extraordinaire, Philip Stamko.
Is there a member of the Penn men's basketball family that spreads more holiday cheer and good feeling than our pal Philip Carter? Far left wing, has 17 to shoot, foul line, sticks back, can't get the shot to go. The offensive rebound tracked down by Kelvin McNeil, fresh 35 for Delaware.
Three Penn players around that one, nobody comes up with it. Sometimes he's got to finish the play, and Penn gets bailed out.
Ryan Johnson tried to tiptoe the baseline, and it's a bucket, but he steps over that
call number five because I didn't know what his name was.
Ryan Johnson.
That's why I had a little delay there, Southie.
Ryan Johnson missed all of last season with an ACL tear after he set a Delaware record for 94 consecutive games starting to begin a career. Eggleston left high post, hands off to Rosen near left wing. Quakers by 4, 12-8, 12-13 to go in the first. Doherty top of the arc, hands off to Bernardini far right on the wing. Takes it towards the far right side of the lane. The Quakers pick it back out to the perimeter with seven to shoot. Rosen deep in the middle, pulls up a line drive out of a lock. Offensive rebound, Bernardini has Eggleston far right. Relief for Rosen deep in the middle floor. Tries again, can't get it that time as well. As Rosen is now 1 for 4 from the floor, 0 for 3 from the outside.
Two good looks right there by Rosen. Shots you're used to seeing him knock down. I like the effort from Tyler Bernardini to get that offensive rebound. I'd like to see Penn make Delaware play a little more defense on that second possession right there. A little quick with the three by Rosen.
Ryan Johnson, tabbed by his head coach Monte Ross, as a security blanket on the floor. Gives to Higgins, unable to drain a deep jumper near right baseline. Offensive rebound for Dawson, and he's fouled by Bernardini.
Actually, I like the foul by Bernardini right there. It's beat by Dawson for the rebound, and just doesn't compound it by just giving up a quick layup. He's going to make him earn it at the free throw line.
11:21 to go in the opening half from Frank Aterno Arena at the Bob Carpenter Center on the campus of the University of Delaware. Panel on top of the Bullhens, 12-8. For Nelligan Sports, Penn Men's Basketball on 85XPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Independence Blue Cross supports Penn Basketball on XPN and has for over 60 years offered healthcare products and services designed to meet the changing healthcare needs of their customers. In Philadelphia, IDX provides health insurance coverage to more than 2.8 million people. Info at IDX.com.
Now more than ever, you must choose wisely when deciding how and where to promote your business. Here's Gene Muller from Flying Fish Brewing Company.
Being an XPN sponsor is one of the most effective uses of our marketing dollars. XPN listeners enjoy diversity, quality, and creativity, whether it's in music, food, or beer. So it's a perfect fit for Flying Fish.
88.5 XPN Business Support gets the attention of the customers you want to reach. To pique the interest of our large, discerning, and adventurous listeners, go to xpn.org now and click on Business Support.
Minutes and 21 seconds to go in the first half of the Bob Carpenter Center. The Penn Quakers on top of the Delaware Blue Hens 12-8. Blue Hens will have free throws on the way, courtesy of Alfonso Dawson, the 6'4" tall, 205-pound senior from Harrisburg, averaging 7.6 points per game. He drains the first to make it a three-point game in favor of the Penn Quakers. Dawson, a projected starter at the outset of this year, lost the opportunity to DJ Boney as he drops in his second to make it 12-10. So the Quakers lead whittled down to a Deuce Delaware with the last 4 points. Red and blue with the ball, right left front court. Clan Doherty, the rookie, top of the arc. Overhead pass to Rosen near left wing. 20 on the shot clock for Zach. Eggleston free near left for three. Short follows his miss. Collects. Short on a reverse attempt. And it's deflected back out to Jawan Carter. Tough break for Eggleston. Carter into the key. Foul and the finish for the senior point guard out of Wilmington. He has 4 points and ties up the game and a dozen apiece. A chance to give the Blue Hens lead with the free throw.
And just a tough kind of sequence of events right there for Penn. Jack Eggleston wide open for the three. They run the offense. Zach Rosen comes off the high screen, throws the ball back from whence he came. Jack Eggleston knew it was off as soon as it left his hands, runs it down, and has a wide open reverse and just short arms it. And the run out for Delaware leads to the three-point play by Carter. Tough call for Rob Belcour.
Delaware with its second lead, 13-12, following the free throw made by Carter, who in a personal best 35 points in Delaware's double overtime victory versus Penn last November. Rosen left-hand dribble, thigh high, switches to the right hand, near left wing, 15 to shoot, underhand to Doherty, top of the arc.
Too much dribbling right now, Selke. Ball's got to move.
Rosen from Cartwright, top of the arc. Zach shuffles out beneath the Blue Hens logo, middle of the floor, 5 to shoot, pulls up left high post. Awry, off to the right goes the shot. Snatching the rebound, Carter.
It's like the Manhattan offense, the end-of-game offense against Manhattan, just pounding the ball into the ground.
Dawson unable to drill a deep three, Cartwright with the rebound. Speeds out to the far right wing, right in front of Monte Ross. Belcour top of the arc, Rosen near left corner. Underhand to Eggleston, who swings far right wing to Cartwright. Back to Zach, near left side of the lane. Cartwright, top of the arc for three, throws it in the tin. A much-needed bucket for the Quakers that puts Penn back in front. 15-13, 9:41 to go in the first.
A little more penetration that time dribbling and kick by Rosen. Cartwright steps in, shoots it with confidence.
11-3 of the season for Cartwright. Dawson lobbing Haggins, far left side lane, kick out Dawson. Foul line, and he's called for the carry. Unforced error by the Blue Hens. And that gives the ball back to the red and blue. Fran Doherty will go out. Mike Harris seeing his first minutes of the 2010-2011 season. Great to see Mike back out there on the floor. Last year of him, man, he was very productive for the Quakers.
Mike Harris, guys, been kind of beset by the injury bug, or bitten by the injury bug, I guess I should say. But when he's been out there, a guy that gives Penn a little front court scoring, a little presence, a little attitude.
Howard Jr., 6'9", 215. Cartwright exploding far right baseline. Good pump fake for a pair as he increases the Quakers' edge to 17-13.
Delaware not really interested in playing defense for more than 5 or 6 seconds.
Carter with Belcour on him, near right under the arc, following a crossover, can't flush two, ball above the rim, hauled in by Eggleston. The Quakers working transition. Rosen far right wing, dribble handoff to Cartwright. Rosen takes over in front of the Blue Hens bench, far right wing. Near left corner, Cartwright hoists for three, high arcing, he's fouled. In the process of shooting, does not deposit it from beyond the arc. But Miles Cartwright will head to the foul line, having stroked the last 5 points for Penn, a chance to add three more for the Quakers. Penn leading by 4, 17-13, 8:37 left in the first.
Here's the is, guys. You know, there are certain teams out there that never commit a foul. You know, the arms go, you know, palms face up, come on. They give a little hand gesture where they, you know, you kind of call that they don't like the official's call. Seems like every foul or every time a Delaware defensive player gets beat, there's kind of that look that, oh man, you know, I didn't do it, or how did I get beat?
Cartwright knocks down his first two on the season now. 21 of 23 from the free throw line. Third best free throw shooting percentage in the Ivy League coming in two tied.
Who are the first two?
Actually,
I don't care.
Cartwright tacks on Penn's 20th point. He has the Quakers' last eight, 20-13, the Red and Blue's largest lead of the evening with 8.5 to go in the first. Johnson far left wing. He has McNeil under the arc far left. He pinballs in a long two-point jumper. 20-15. Delaware fell behind 8-2. Battled back, took a 13-12 lead. This a seesaw scoring pace in the first half. And a whistle on the floor by Haywood Bostic, and the crime committed by the Fighting Blue Hens.
Malcolm Hawkins hanging on for dear life against Jack Eggleston. Hilton does a pretty good job as the ball reverses, just stepping in and sitting down on Hawkins.
Belcourt far right baseline to inbound. Well covered on the Quakers. Has Cartwright far right corner. Left hand dribble. Shot waved off. Foul out on the floor. It'll be the sixth squad foul committed by the Blue Hens.
Cartwright looks like he just thinks whoever is guarding him for Delaware does not have a chance. He is very aggressive right now. And that time, just abusing.
It was Hawkins again.
Is it Hawkins? They listed it for, oh, I see. I thought it said 12 was the foul. I threw 1 was the foul.
Eggleston, free right block, blocked by Higgins. His third rejection of the night. He averages 4 an evening.
How about pump fake from anybody? I mean, Higgins is just going up and jumping block shots. Maybe one pump fake.
Top of the arc, it is Johnson, and then he takes it under the left wing for a two-pointer. 2017, Delaware with the last 4. Quakers lead down to 3.
Johnson looks like Vinny Johnson, the microwave from the old Pistons. Kind of stocky, short in the neck, hunched a little bit, but fills it up.
Another whistle blows against the Blue Hens. It'll be their 7th team foul with 7:28 to go in the first. Timeout on the floor. The score,
yeah, 10. Hawkins again holding on. Excuse me, Chelsea, didn't mean to interrupt you as you're taking away, but that's his third. That's the only point I was going to quickly make right there.
Point? All right, then, man.
I had to get my airtime in, Chelsea. I know you're kind of, you like to monopolize the mic.
Every now and then. 7:28 to go in the first time out of the fourth. The score, 10 on top of Delaware, 20-17. The Delaware Sports, 7 basketball on 88.5 XPN.
Support University of Pennsylvania basketball on XPN. Chili's restaurant is located at 38th and Chestnut Street in Philadelphia and is open for lunch and dinner.
To see a lot of familiar faces from the Penn fan base along the far right side of the floor gathering in the stands. And Penn Athletics would like to send out its condolences to a longtime terrific supporter of Penn men's basketball, Penn Athletics, and that is Phyllis Tannis, a 1972 alum and a former Annenberg School assistant dean, a longtime professor there, and also at the Fells Institute of Government, the mother of former Daily Pennsylvanian scribe Josh Willing, college 2008, and also Max Willing, a senior at Penn right now. So condolences to Josh and his family. Phyllis, a great fan of Penn basketball. Jack Eggleston at the line. The Southpaw senior can't get the front end to fall. Rebound Hagen to remain 20-17 Penn.
And again, Penn missing free throws in big spots. One early from Rosen could open it up a little bit. Now a missed front end from one of your better free throw shooters. It's very frustrating.
Seven,
the timing of some of these missed free throws.
7:10 to go in the first.
And 10 in a 2-3 zone. Trying to pack it in a little bit with this big lineup.
McCullough far left baseline has Johnson near right baseline. Overhead pass to Dawson. Back to McCullough far left. At the left high post, the bounce doesn't find him home. Hagen's offensive rebound and a putback for 2. For Alfonso Johnson, Delaware within 1, 2019.
It's a killer right there. Penn does everything right. Delaware does no penetration or probing against the zone. Jack Eggleston has the rebound, and it hits the rim one more time, and this time by that much, and then there's the step back.
Rosen near left, short on a triple try. Easy board for Hakeem McCullough. Delaware seeking its third lead. It can get it with a field goal on this possession. Home rights go the Blue Hens from left to right in the front court. Right hand dribble to Dawson. Underneath the arc. Backs it out. Has Johnson far left baseline. Trapped in the corner by Rosen. Sadler beneath the Blue Hens logo in the middle of the floor. 9 to shoot. A strong drive by Sadler. The scoop. He sends it in with the right hand. Delaware back in front, 21-20. 5:58 to go in the first half. And the John R. Rockwell, head coach of men's basketball at Penn, Jerome Allen, takes a timeout.
Unhappy Jerome Allen pulling his two bigs, Jack Eggleston and Mike Allen, and really giving it to him, because after Sadler gets the opening down the lane, neither of them steps up to stop his progress until it's too late. And Jerome Allen not pleased with that. And I'm also surprised that Johnson didn't try and back Rosen down a little bit. He had him out on the perimeter, and he's a good half a head taller, and he's got 30 or probably 30 pounds on him. Surprised they didn't try and isolate that a little bit more and see if Johnson could go to work on Rosen a little bit. He's going to get a quick blow.
On the court for the Quakers, it'll be Tyler Bernardini, Mike Hallett, Rob Belcour, Cartwright, and Connor Turley. 5 minutes, 58 seconds to go in a back-and-forth first half from Frank Acerno Arena at the Bob Carpenter Center in Newark, Delaware. Across the timeline, middle of the floor, Rob Belcour kind of acting like a point forward, stripped by Sadler. Fortuitous bounce to Hallett, right by that Blue Hens logo, but he took one step too many, couldn't settle his feet. Ball back to the Blue Hens, seventh Penn turnover.
Belcour just holds the ball out there. It gets knocked away. Hallett recovers it, and then just it was no doubt about he's 40 feet from the basket and just took one step too many.
Delaware with possession and a one-point lead, 21-20. Sadler, far left wing to Carter, top of the arc. Carter, a transfer from St. Joe's, a lob, and Hagen, far left, flushes for the alley-oop. 3-point lead for Delaware.
Bad ball pressure that time on the perimeter, and it looked like it was Jack Eggleston falling asleep on the backside of the zone.
Momentum very much in favor of the host, Blue Hens. Far right wing, Bernardini. To the baseline, Eggleston. Right hand dribble switches left inside, tacking on two more. Jack with four. Ten within a point.
Lefties have such an advantage in close like that. Guys aren't used to playing guys that can go to the strong hand, strong left hand like that. That time Jack Eggleston just takes it right up under Hagen's chin.
Hagen's top of the arc. Covered by Turley, nearly threw the ball away as Carter in the far left alley. Back to Hagen's on the left baseline. Dawson, near right wing, pump fakes. Bernardini stays with him. Down low from McCuller, nearly intercepted by Eggleston. Five to shoot for Delaware. Sadler near right, seeking a screen, spinning foul on Hagen's under the arc near right. Got a shot off, misfire, short off the rim. Rebound Red and Bloom.
Sadler really didn't know that there was 5 seconds. He was facing away from the basket about 35 feet out. And the Delaware bench imploring him, turn around.
Cartwright, far right point, 10 trailing, 23-22, 4:07 to go in the first. Top of the arc, Eggleston, near left wing, Bernardini. Belcour swings it far right to Cartwright. Hoysmith, three, off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound in the palms of Sadler. To Dawson, leading the charge. The finger roll doesn't go. Off the iron, rebound Cartwright. 3 minutes, 42 seconds to go in the first. Red and blue, road navy blue uniforms at the Carpenter Center from right to left in the front court.
Again, for Penn, too much pounding the ball. Zach Rosen out of the game right now. Not a whole lot of penetration, not a whole lot of movement.
Bernardini in the near left corner. Nearly lost the pass from Belcour. 8 to shoot for the Quakers. Turley near left has Eggleston top of the arc. Jack spots up, hoists, unable to hit. Rebound double team by Hagen's and Dawson.
I haven't seen either team run an offense in probably the last 4 or 5 possessions.
Quakers been there now, 9 for 23 from the hardwood shooting. Delaware a little bit better, 10 for 21. McCuller, near right wing, ball raised above his head, down low into the right corner. 2, Carter. Pass nearly swiped away by the pesky Cartwright, picked up by Sadler, spins away in the lane, feeding down low for McCuller, and he throws it away.
That time Jack Eggleston steps up after Sadler penetrates into the lane. Sadler forced to pass it off, too much mustard, and gets the turnover.
2 minutes, 46 seconds to go in a pretty entertaining first half from the Carpenter Center in Newark, Delaware. Timeout on the floor, your score, Penn trailing Delaware, 23-22. From Elgin Sports, Penn Men's Basketball on 88.5 XPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Coca-Cola supports Penn Basketball on XPN. For more information about products, the website is Coca-Cola.com. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
To get through these words, we come back. But Mr. Holiday Cheer back there announces each one of these songs as we're coming. This is my dad's favorite Christmas song.
Is it?
Sting and David Bowie.
It's a classic.
Yeah, you have David Bowie chiming in there.
The Penn Quakers offensively a little bit erratic tonight. They responded after falling behind 2-0 in burst for 8 straight points, but Delaware currently has the lead 23-22. With 2:46 to go in the first. Penn with the ball from right to left as we see it. Miles Cartwright with a non-dominant left-hand dribble into the front court. He drifts the near left wing. Bernardini top of the arc. Little handoff. Rosen gives it back. Eggleston now exchanging with Rosen. Hops a hole in the lane. Draws contact. Shot waved off, but Zach Rosen will head to the free throw line with 2:29 to go in the opening half, a chance to get the lead back to Penn.
Zach Rosen needs to see something going right now, 1-for-7. Even at the end of that play, he ends up after the foul with a decent look. I don't know whether they would have given him the continuation, but he was open at 6 feet, used to seeing that go down. And there we go, Celtic. Lo and behold, a front end of a 1-1 made by the Quakers and Zach Rosen.
That levels the game at 23 points apiece. Rosen 31 of 42 from the free throw line. And now make it 32 of 43. Rosen providing 10. A tenuous 1-point lead of 24-23, 2:24 to go in the opening half. Stadler way deep far left. Had it there by Rosen. Carter near right of the wing. Ball above his head. Down low. Near right block. Hagans over Turley. Short on the 2-try. Offensive rebound. Stadler nearly threw it away. Deflected by Bernardini out of the hands of McCuller. Back to Penn. Rosen blasting into the navy blue paint. Can't get the runner to go. Karam goes to McCuller. Back the other way. Stadler feeding Carter. Sets his feet near right. Top of the arc. McCuller. A long jumper around him, that offensive board. Dawson turnaround, no. Another offensive rebound. Hagans kick out Carter, top of the arc, 3, no. And finally a board for the red and blue.
Wow, just offensive rebounding for Delaware, and they are the gang that can't shoot straight. They keep getting good look after good look, and they can't seem to get anything to go down.
Minute 26 to go in the first. Penn with the ball, right-left front court, a 1-point lead. Rosen underhands Eggleston, top of the arc for 3. Way wide to the left. Rebound to Eggleston. Oh, the Quakers looking every bit of team that's been off for 14 days. Bernardini unable to get a 3 top of the arc, but needs the offensive rebound for Eggleston. Bernardini near left again. Can't get him to go. Another offensive rebound.
I've never seen anything like this. It's like
whoa,
throw the ball in the ocean. They keep getting 4 or 5 different shots at it.
A long look on the faces of the Quaker coaching staff. Express it all. 49 seconds to go in the first. Penn leading by 1. Bernardini had the ball poked free from behind by Stadler along the far right baseline. Goodman, you being the former volunteer assistant coach, very familiar with the philosophical thinking.
What do you do, though? What do you do? I mean, you, on one end, you say, my God, you got to get a defensive rebound. On the other end, it's like, make a shot.
They're good looks. They're open. Cartwright, far right baseline, inbounding with 43.5 seconds left in the first.
And they're not close.
Cartwright to take far right baseline. Too strong. A follow for a 2. Mercifully by Connor Turley. He has 6. Penn leading by 3.
All right, big end of the half right here. Monte Ross takes the use it or lose it timeout, Celtics.
30 4/10 of a second to go in the first. Timeout on the floor. The score, Penn leading Delaware by 3, 26-23. From Elgin Sports,
Penn Men's Basketball on 88.5 XPN, the Penn Sports Network.
This is WXPN 88.5 HD Philadelphia, WSPH 88.7 HD Middletown, and WKHS 90.5 Wharton. Member-supported radio from the University of Pennsylvania.
Rapid fire. Field goal shooting by both Penn and Delaware tonight. The problem, the two teams combined, they have missed 33 field goals combined.
And you get your rebounding numbers up.
Yeah.
Neither team. I mean, there's got to be something about the angles or the background behind the baskets, because I've never seen Penn shoot as much as they're struggling right now. Penn down a 1-3-1 zone. Them to possibly trap as the ball goes to the corner.
20 seconds left in the first, 10 by 3, 26-23, half a second differential between the game and shot clock. 12 to shoot for Delaware. Sadler, top of the arc.
Now Penn back into a 2-3.
Carter, left high post on the foul line with 6 to shoot, gives to Sadler near right, ricochets off, rebound. Rosen with 2 seconds left. He is fouled.
Nope.
As he hit the deck, no.
Off his foot, out of bounds. 1.3 seconds. Zach Rosen in amongst the tall timbers right there. Can't come up with it, so Delaware's going to get a chance at a last-second shot. And these are big momentum plays right now. Looking for the lob for Higgins.
Sadler inbound, top of the arc, Carter with half a second left. Delaware unable to get a shot off.
Even if they had got it off, it wasn't going in. In the first half, it's been, my goodness, both teams struggling. 10 for 30, and Delaware 10 for 26. And teams have gotten decent looks. I'm not sure. I'm like, I guess I get it. Penn's been off for 14 days, so they take them a little bit to get their feet back underneath them. I don't get Delaware. Maybe they just can't shoot. They're just that bad offensively.
Delaware last played on Saturday. The Quakers 14 days ago. Penn just 10 of 29 from the floor, 34.5%. However, the red and blue hold a three-point margin over Delaware, heading in 2.5, 26-23 to score, through 20 minutes of play.
The blue hand selfie.
I think that the mascot is outstanding.
Yeah,
a great
mascot.
Graphic. Yeah,
yep.
He really is.
I think he is
a very intense look in the eye of the blue hand logo.
Yeah, don't mess with him.
Yeah. Stay back. UD, the blue hand.
Get it? The University of Delaware?
Okay.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian.
No problems in man. And intermission 26-23. The Penn Quakers, the start of a five-game road trip for the Red and Blue. Good through the first 20 minutes at the University of Delaware. Coming up next, the halftime show from Elegant Sports. 7 basketball on 88.5 SPN, the Penn Sports Show. The changes,
AT&T supports University of Pennsylvania basketball on XPN. For more information on products and plans, it's att.com. AT&T. Rethink possible. Independence Blue Cross supports Penn Basketball on XPN and has for over 60 years offered healthcare products and services designed to meet the changing healthcare needs of their customers. In Philadelphia, IBX provides health insurance coverage to more than 2.8 million people. Info at IBX.com.
I love a Christmas with you. I'll be so blue just thinking early about you. Decorations are ready on a green Christmas tree.
by the way, something.
Oh, yeah. A little holiday cheer in the air. Christmas fast approaching this Saturday. The Penn Quakers will have the weekend off. Back at it a week from tonight, this evening, at the Bob Carpenter Center on the campus of the University of Delaware. The red and blue at 4-4. Delaware at 5-3. The Quakers leading at the half 26-23. Along with our studio coordinator, Bob Bambera, my partner, Vince Curran. My name's Brian Seltzer. Happy holidays. The Penn Quakers fighting through difficulty shooting from the floor in the first half, just 10 of 29 from the field, 1 for 11 from the outside. Zach Rosen, the team's leading scorer, coming into tonight, 1 for 7, microcosm of that storyline that played out, 0 for 4 from beyond. But this week started off very well for the native of Colonia, New Jersey, out of St. Benedict's Prep, a finalist, one of 66. For the prestigious Bob Cousy Award handed out in April for the nation's elite most premier point guard. And earlier this evening, our ace of the Penn Sports Network staff, also a Penn men's basketball manager and a member of the Penn lacrosse and spring football program, city ball game.
Anything he doesn't do?
No. He is a busy, busy dude. Ted Rawlings had a chance to chat with Zach Rosen about this recent recognition.
Zach, now halfway through your third season with the Penn Quakers, you've emerged as Penn's and the Ivy League's most dominant player, and now the nation has finally taken notice as you've emerged as one of the 66 candidates for the Bob Cousy Award, recognizing America's top point guard. What are your individual goals for this 2010-2011 campaign?
Ted, to be honest, I know it sounds corny, but I kind of put my individual goals to the side. You know, everyone's got their own individual focus, but you know, having been through this 2 years and coming away without anything really to pay for it, I just really want to win the league. Team first, whatever we got to do, whatever I have to, that's my goal, whatever I have to do to get us into the tournament is what I want to do.
Okay, and you're saying that individual goals are put aside for the team, but for yourself, did you see yourself getting to this point as a junior, being recognized as one of the top point guards in the country?
No, it's a really nice honor, and I didn't even know about it. Miles told me about it in the shower after practice. I had no idea that it had actually gotten down, so that was pretty exciting, and I got a couple of calls from my buddies who I played with in high school who were been nominated for this and are nominated for this right now. So it's nice and it's an honor, but it's a nomination and it gets cut down and you like to be in that cut.
Hey, you bring up Miles there a little bit, mentioning this to you. What's it been like playing with him? He's been a big producer for Penn this year. He's just a freshman. How's that been for you both in terms of scoring and the increase in scoring production and Penn's overall success this year so far?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, he's got a lot of talent. Us two, we have a good relationship. And, we joke around, we get along really well. And I got a lot of respect for what he brings to the game and what he brings to the team. And I'm just happy he's wearing a Quakers jersey.
Ted Rawlings here with junior point guard Zach Rosen, one of the 66 candidates for the Bob Cousy Award, recognizing America's top point guard. Zach, among the candidates, a couple of your friends you mentioned, also Villanova's Corey Fisher, UConn's Kemba Walker, Duke's Nolan Smith. What's it like being mentioned with some of the best players in the country at this position? They're very recognizable names. How's that for you as a player yourself?
Well, those guys aren't my friends, but, It's something. It's nice, and to be honest with you, it may sound cocky or arrogant or whatever, but you know, I believe that I belong, you know, with anyone. So for somebody else to say that, thank you. But I believe in myself. So.
What have you been able to do as a player, whether it's in practice, whether it's taking what you've done in practice to the game, to help other people realize what you just said, that you are one of the best? What have you been able to do to make that become recognizable to everybody else?
I don't know. I just try to control what I can control and try to really bring it every day. I try to really inspire the group and bring a lot of energy. And know, I think it's working. I think, you know, we're playing passionate. We're really passionate about the game. See our energy levels up. And I'm just trying to really inspire the guys around me because I know that the better the guys around me are, the better I'll be. And that's really the goal of this whole thing.
Ted Rawlings here with junior point guard Zach Rosen of the Penn Quakers. Zach, in January 3rd, the Quakers traveled down to Rupp Arena to take on Kentucky. On the same day, though, and you mentioned that one of the things you would love is to maybe make that cut. That's the day the cut comes to make it to the top 20 of the point guards in the country for the award. How much will you be looking forward to January 3rd, not for the Kentucky game, but for this cut down of the top 20 for the Bob Cousy Award?
Like I said, to be honest with you, I haven't even really thought about it. I'm not really thinking about it. I'm just trying to go out there and play really good basketball for us to win. And, you know, I realize they'll probably, you know, I think Brandon Knight's on the list. And so it'll be a head-to-head match of those two guys nominated. But whatever all that stuff is, I'm just trying to go out there, really bring a lot of energy, and get some wins here over this break.
You bring up Brandon Knight. You played against a couple of the other players on this list, not in the high school ranks, but in the college ranks. You played against Nolan Smith last year. What's it like getting to go against some of the best players in the country at the point guard position and getting to assert your own dominance? How rewarding is that for you as a player?
That's what wearing a Penn jersey is all about. That's why you come here. And those are the type of games that you suit up for, the Big Five, the out-of-conference big games away at these arenas where everyone's supposed to be this and that. You know, that's what you sign up for when you come here, and that's really what you got to stick to and really try to go out there. And, you know, we want to hold our own against those kind of teams.
The Penn Sports Networks and 88.5 X-Band Zone, Ted Rawlings, also a manager for the men's basketball program. Just an all-out terrific kid, Ted Rawlings, getting a few words with Zach Rosen prior to tip-off of tonight's game, talking about Zach's nomination, one of 66 finalists for the Bob Cousy Award for 2010-2011. Halftime at Frank Acerno Arena inside the Bob Carpenter Center on the campus of the University of Delaware. Penn Quakers on top of the Blue Hens, 26-23. We'll go around the NCAA courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet next as the halftime show rolls right on along. Nelligan Sports, Spend Men's Basketball on 88.5 XPN, the Panther Sports Network.
Mrs. Will ya? Let me see. They love me. Put on the telly. To the BBC. To the BBC. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
ShopRite supports Penn Basketball on XPN. For more information or to find a store near you, visit ShopRite.com. ShopRite. One place. Your place.
Julia.
Pico Energy supports Penn Basketball on XPN. Pico Energy delivers electricity to 1.5 million customers and natural gas to 430,000 customers in southeastern Pennsylvania. You're listening to University of Pennsylvania Men's Basketball on 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia and online worldwide at xpn.org.
Well, the Penn Quakers at 4-4 and the Delaware Blue Hens hosting the Red and Blue tonight. The Hens at 5-3 back down on the court going through their layup lines, getting ready for the second stanza. Penn leading after the first 20 minutes, 26-23. Exam period taking place at Penn over the last 5 days or so, and also on other Ivy League campuses, but that does not mean that men's basketball programs around the Ancient Eight have laid dormant over the last week and a half or so, with a peek at this week in the Ivy League making his Penn Sports Network debut, our buddy Zach Winham.
Thanks, Brian. We'll start off with Brown, who saw the Army last night, 88-86. The difference, the last-minute Army layup. Senior Bear, Peter Sullivan, led all scorers with 24 points, moving to 14th on the Bears' all-time scoring list. Now on to Yale, who lost Sunday to Sacred Heart, 71-62, in what their coach called a lackluster performance. Porter Braswell was the high man for Yale with 20, while big man Greg Mangiano continued his strong season, racking up another double-double. Harvard takes the court tonight at Connecticut after an impressive win in its last matchup with Boston University. Six Harvard players were in double digits against the U. They look to repeat this performance against a tough UConn defense. The Princeton Tigers, coming off a 69-57 victory against Wagner, hit the hardwood tonight against Towson. Tiger Kareem Maddox looks to stay hot after erupting for 31 and 23 points in his last two contests. Dartmouth, without injured senior co-captain Ronnie Dixon, was able to defeat Drake 67-59. Dixon, who led the team in scoring last year, will be sidelined for 6 weeks with a broken hand. Meanwhile, Columbia is in the midst of a three-week winter hiatus after beating Bryant 76-72 over a week ago. To wrap up, we head to Ithaca, where Cornell fell to Bucknell 75-64 after a close first half. The reigning Ivy League champs look to get back on track when they take on University of New Hampshire in the first round of the VCU tournament next week. For XPN Sports, this is Zach Wiener.
Okay, Zach, thank you very much, and have a good holiday to you. Updating some of those scores tonight in games involving Ivy League programs. The Princeton Tigers taking down the Tigers of Towson in Maryland by 10 points. Orange and black 75-65 winners. So that means Princeton, an Ivy League best, 9 victories to go along with 3 losses. And a not-so-impressive performance by Tommy Amaker's Harvard Crimson being blasted by Glenn Miller's UConn Huskies. 81-52, UConn at home.
UConn's pretty good.
Yeah. So Harvard coming up well short against Jim Calhoun's Connecticut Huskies. And that is a look around the Ancient Eight on the Comcast Sportsnet out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Comcast Sportsnet. Nobody does Philly college hoops better than our pals at Comcast Sportsnet. Here at Frank Caterno Arena inside the Bob Carpenter Center.
You are
on the
pro,
campus.
By the way, with the recess. You are a total pro.
Well, 6 years doing this, man. I would hope so. I would hope so. The Penn Quakers with the lead, and they will have possession of the basketball. 26-23 the score. The personnel for Penn to begin the second half. The club starting 5. Cartwright, Rosen, and Bernardini in the backcourt. Eggleston and Turley up front. Red and blue road navy blue uniforms from left to right as we see it in the front court. Top of the arc, Rosen, 1 of 7 shooting in the first half. Turley feeding Eggleston. Far left block goes glass for 2.
Worked early in the first half. Set play coming out of halftime. Jack Eggleston screens and then dives across on the ball reversal. Connor Turley hits him, and Eggleston with the left hand able to complete.
Penn vying for its first true road victory of the season. McCuller over Eggleston in the lane, goes to the bank and cashes in for 2. 28-25.
The second half starts the same way the first half. Balls go inside, easy baskets. That time Jack Eggleston just to let McCuller get to 6 feet and just shoots it right over him.
Turley long jumper near right high post, and he hits a very fluid jump shot. Connor Turley, 8 points for Connor. 57 seconds into the second half, 30-25, Penn leading Delaware. Boney near left wing, blanketed by Bernardini. Higgins, they swing it to Sadler, far right corner, and he connects. The jumper is drained by Sadler, a long 2, finally indicated on the scoreboard.
Why Penn is letting the ball get that deep? That time it goes into McCuller at 6 feet.
Cartwright buries it from beyond, a 3-pointer from the near right perimeter. Second 3-pointer of the game for Penn, both from Miles Cartwright, 33-27, Penn by 6. McCuller top of the arc, left hand on his face from Jack Eggleston. Jawan Carter had 35 points in last season's meeting between these two teams. Carter somewhat in check tonight for just 5 points. Top of the arc, Higgins with 11 to shoot. Has Boney blasting it along the far right baseline. Gets the bump in the bucket.
Continuation, the NBA continuation right there. He took about 3 steps after the foul call. Surprising that that basket was allowed to count. It doesn't look like Jerome Allen was crazy about it either.
That'll be the 3rd personal foul for Tyler Bernardini. The Penn Quakers won team foul early here in the second half. Leading 33-29, 18:02 to go in regulation. And D.J. Boney at the line, seeking his third point. Had just 14 total coming into tonight. Can't can the ensuing free throw. It popped out about a third of the way down. It remains 33-29, 10-4. Rosen across the timeline, middle of the floor. Penn from left to right. Dribble handoff, Bernardini from Eggleston. Hops in the lane, gets hacked. Wave off the shot. Tyler Bernardini will head to the
Jerome Allen is great. He's yelling at Haywood Bostic, saying, it counts, right? It counts, because it's the same call on the other end. It would have been a little more absurd for that to be a shooting foul, but you get Jerome's point.
Cartwright inbounding, near right baseline, top of the arc, Rosen, press 35 for Penn. Bernardini gives to Eggleston to Turley, reversing left to right, and a foul on the floor as Turley was on the way up, committed by the Blue Hens on the block.
Delaware fans wanted a traveling violation right there, but I think the official gets that one right. Connor Turley gets pushed in the back. I think actually Penn overpassed it right there. Jack Eggleston got to about 6 feet. He should have just shot that. Instead, he drops it off to Turley on the baseline. He's going to get a chance for two free throws.
Connor Turley at the free throw line. He has 8 points on the evening. Flushes his first very smoothly. Make it now nine. And at the second highest total for the Quakers, Miles Cartwright with 11. Jack Eggleston with 6. And he surpassed the career 1,000-point mark by getting his most recent field goal. So congratulations to Jack Turley. Notches his second, making it 35-29. He has 10, 17-34 to play. Carter, far right wing, heels near the sideline in front of his own bench. Boney hands off foul line to McNeil. Top of the arc, Carter pulls the trigger, and there's a triple. Jawan Carter, 27th three-pointer of the season.
Probably the one guy on Delaware you can't double away from, and Miles Cartwright, trying to help out, gets no help in return, ends up running back to Carter just too late.
35-32, Penn's advantage down to three. Rosen top of the arc, left side of the lane, blasting to the bucket. His runner no good, over the rim, Sadler snatching. Far right, Boney thinking three. Has Carter near left wing, deep three, and he drills it. That one from about 23 feet away. Jawan Carter, second straight three-pointer to tie it up at 35.
And you had pretty much had him on lockdown until they forget about him. That time in transition, Miles Cartwright again late closing out, and Carter knocks it down.
Rosen near right baseline, free, blocked by Higgins. Fifth block of the game for the sophomore forward, 6'8", 220, out of William Fleming. Not that restaurant on the main line, but William Fleming in Roanoke, Virginia. 16:27 to go in the second, 10 with the ball, tied up at 35. Eggleston hands off Rosen, near right, the three in the lane, it's good. Zach Rosen, his first three-pointer of the night on his fifth try from the outside. 38-35, Quakers by a three spot. Sadler freeing himself of Rosen, far right, feed to Boney, intercepted by Bernardini. Behind the back dribble, Rosen crossing the timeline near right. Calls out the signals with his right hand, dribbles with the left. Near right on the wing, Cartwright, overhead pass, top of the arc, Rosen. Pointed to shoot, Zach Hole near right, the finger roll with an on-dominant right hand, drops for Zach Rosen, a little run by the red and blue, good response, a 5-5, 40-35.
Zach Rosen a little more aggressive offensively, taking the ball into the basket in this second half. It actually has helped him out with the jumper as well.
A foul en route to the rack, drawn by Sadler, Devon Sadler, a little bit gimpy on that left ankle as he walks back to Monte Ross's huddle along the far right sideline. 15:32 to go in the second half. Timeout on the floor to score. 10 leading it, Delaware by 5, 40-35. Nelligan Sports, Penn Men's Basketball at 88.5 XPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Coca-Cola supports Penn Basketball on XPN. For more information about products, the website is Coca-Cola.com. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Now more than ever, you must choose wisely when deciding how and where to promote your business.
Here's Gene Muller from Flying Fish Brewing Company.
Being an X-Band sponsor is one of the most effective uses of our marketing dollars. X-Band listeners enjoy diversity, quality, and creativity, whether it's in music, food, or beer. So it's a perfect fit for Flying Fish.
88.5 XPM Business Support gets the attention of the customers that you want to reach. To pique the interest of our large, discerning, and adventurous listeners, go to xpn.org now and click on Business Support.
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it be the night? Merry Christmas, baby. Should it be the night?
I think that's Sam Cooke, Chelsea.
This version is not
correct, according to Bob Lambera.
Otis Redding.
Right.
Wait, Otis sees us. He loves us. 15:32 to go in the second half from the Bob Carpenter Center in Newark, Delaware. 42-35, Penn leading Delaware. Delaware home, white, navy blue lettering and numbers with the ball from right to left in the front court. Alfonso Dawson had a pass knocked away out of bounds near left corner by Jack Eggleston.
Penn's defense a little bit better in this second half. Couple steals, couple tip balls. Energy, big part of that.
Brian Johnson lobs a long inbounds pass into the backcourt to Higgins. He crosses the timeline. The center exchanges with Carter, who sets up the offense top of the arc. He and Johnson somewhat interchangeable on the floor. Far right in the corner, Dawson flinging to Johnson, 15 to shoot for Delaware. Carter pulls up near left for three, throws it in the table. He has certainly warmed the idea of stroking threes from the outside. And three 3-pointers here in the second. Delaware within two.
And Miles Cartwright chasing him. He's just a little bit behind. That time he recovers and over-recovers, and Carter's able to get the jumper.
Zach Rosen penetration along the far left baseline, drawing the foul. It'll be the third team foul against the Penn Quakers by Delaware. Penn also with two team fouls here in the second half. And that'll be the first.
Interesting to see if Jerome Allen tries to get Rob Belcourt into the game to play against Joan Carter, who's heating up a little bit.
Top of the arc, Bernardini gives to Eggleston. Rosen near right of the wing. Turley bouncing to Bernardini, far left. Puts up the jumper, no good. Pulling down the rebound, Joan Carter. Streaking across the timeline near left. Thinking about the three in the near left corner. It is Johnson. He's unable to jack it up from the outside. A push foul against Tyler Bernardini as he and Dawson battled for the loose ball rebound. That'll be the fourth personal foul then, man.
Penn needs to finish plays. You know, there are times when you say, okay, box your man out. And there are times when you say, get in position. There are times you think, front the post. Common sense is supposed to override all that. Like, when the ball's out there and loose like that, forget about the box out. Go get it. Go finish the play. That time, Tyler Bernardini got too caught up in the box out and not caught up enough in just going and getting the ball.
Belcourt on the floor for the Quakers, along with Cartwright, Rosen, Turley, and Eggleston. Free in the far right alley, it is Dawson, and he draws a personal foul. It will go against Rob Belcourt. That will be the fourth team foul for the Quakers in the second half. They lead by 240-38 with 14:07 to go in the second half.
Delaware is running no offense right now. None. Last four possessions has been Carter popping out for a three, and then this is just pretty much John Calipari dribble penetration offense. What do they call that? Driving kick offense.
Johnson trying to cross over Rosen near left. Nothing there. Shut off by Zach and forced back out to the far right wing. 18 to shoot for the Blue Hens. Left hand dribble Johnson to the UD logo in blue, far right. Gives to McNeil, who nets the game time two, just under the arc near left, even at 40. McNeil showing good range.
And if that's the shot you end up giving up, you kind of say, okay, you know, you got a big man out there at about 18 feet. Hasn't shown a whole lot of that to this point, so pick your poison.
Rosen, far left wing. To the foul line, gives a Turley right high post. Connor can't get the bounce. And a foul called against Rob Belcourt.
What's Rob Belcourt supposed to do? Just let him battle
the rebound. Yeah.
tough foul call against Rob Belcourt. 15th foul against the Quakers and the third for Rob Belcourt, who did not get the start tonight.
The problem there is you bring Belcourt in to try and play against Juwan Carter for a little bit. He picks up a foul off the ball on his first defensive possession. Now picks up a foul going into rebound. He's going to get three fouls. See how that affects the way he plays Carter. I'll append in the 2-3 zone right now.
Far right on the wing, Carter. Overhead pass to Dawson, who swings to Johnson near left. Tied up at 40 with 12:57 to go in the second half. Carter far right. Thinks about putting one up from the perimeter. Now drives in the lane. Kicks it to Dawson near left for three in the lead. The line drive attempt no good. Rebound the far right corner. Hitting off of the kneecap of Rob Belcourt. Right in front of the Blue Hens bench. So Vin there.
Grab the ball.
Yeah.
Grab the ball. Don't run after it. Don't let it bounce out of bounds. If you have the opportunity to grab it, grab it. That time, Rob Belcourt has the opportunity, it looks like at least, and Juwan Carter just keeps finishing the play and goes and throws it off Rob Belcourt until Delaware maintains possession.
Sends the sequence for the Blue Hens, fresh 35, 8 seconds ticked off that shot clock. Dawson top of the arc, Johnson far right, very stagnant. Carter for three near left. Of course, he hits. 4 threes flushed by Carter here in the second half, and Delaware jumps in front again, 43-40.
Timeout for Jerome Allen, and that 2-3 zone for Penn, that time gets abused a little bit. Nobody comes over and closes out on Carter, who really didn't have to make a move. He stood there, and then ball reversal is open, so a late closeout on the backside. Ends up in another open three-pointer.
Good man, Carter, 17 points in the game. 6 of 9, shooting 4 of 5 from the outside. Just 5 points through the first 20 minutes of play in the first half. And he is first in the CAA, the Colonial Athletic Association, in three-pointers made per game, averaging 3.3 per contest. He has 4 tonight. And one of the things that Delaware head coach Monte Ross discussed before the game tonight, that early on in the season when the Blue Hens went on a 5-game winning streak earlier this year, that was snapped their previous game in a loss against Villanova, they shot very well to get out of zone defensive sets that they face. When you have a guard like Carter that can connect so consistently like that, particularly from the outside, you can do it.
But they've got one scorer right now.
Yeah.
Right? So if I'm Penn, I gear all my defense to stopping that one. You stop Carter, you win the game.
Yep.
Right now, Delaware's up 3 because Carter's gone off in the first 8 minutes of the second half.
Delaware.
So why not play a man-to-man defense? I know it doesn't kind of fit with your personnel right now, but either a man-to-man or a boxer, or throw something at him. Carter, at least put it on the floor.
The Delaware Blue Hens shooting terrifically here in the second half, 51.4% for the game, 18 of 35. The Quakers 15 for 38. Rosen with the ball for Penn. The Quakers from left to right in the front court. Cartwright has it in the near right corner. Near right low post, Eggleston draws a hook on Kelvin McNeil. That'll be the fourth team foul flagged against Delaware.
Awful call that was made on Jack Eggleston in the first half. It's just a bad call.
Rob Belcourt will inbound along the near right baseline on the floor with Hallett, Eggleston, Rosen, and Cartwright. So a big configuration for Penn. Rosen near right low post, foul line. Hallett hesitates, hands off to Cartwright, far left, draws a foul for the second time tonight from the perimeter. Shot did not go down, but Miles Cartwright will have an opportunity to even this game at 43 following this timeout. 3 free throws on the way for the red and blue rookie. 11:53 to go in the second half. Timeout on the floor. The score, Delaware leading 10, 43-40. From Nelligan Sports, Penn Men's Basketball on 88.5 SPN, the Penn Sports Network.
In
Independence Blue Cross supports Penn Basketball on XPN and has for over 60 years offered healthcare products and services designed to meet the changing healthcare needs of their customers. In Philadelphia, IDX provides health insurance coverage to more than 2.8 million people. Info at IDX.com.
That's an easy one, Selfie.
Christmas in Holland by Run DMC.
Which one's left? There's two of the three left, right?
I feel like we
had to go to this one.
Because Jerome Allen said he wanted to be serenaded by Run DMC when they put him in the ground.
I think Ron, Reverend Ron's still around, no?
Producer extraordinaire Bob Bombera, I'm sure we'll figure that out. I think Jam Master Jay is the one that's out.
You could be right. I would defer to your expertise.
I'm sure I'll get texted by my lovely wife or my father.
Miles
will give me that answer.
Miles Cartwright trying to tie
running commentary with them throughout the game as well.
Watches his first of three free throws from the line. Miles Cartwright. Three free throws.
Okay.
12 points for Cartwright. Here is the second of three. That one clanks off. So now Cartwright, 4 for 5 on the game from the stripe. 43-41, the score remains with 11:53 to go in the second half. Cartwright hits his third.
Confirmed Jam Master Jay is the one that has checked out.
43-42, Penn trailing by a point with 11:50 to go in the second. Juwan Carter has been a difference maker for Delaware here in the second half. 4 three-pointers in the second period. Hagen's top of the arc, hounded by Mike Howard, first game of the season. He fractured his shoulder in the preseason. 3-point try by Carter pops out, far right wing.
So Penn is switching with their guards. Belcour and Cartwright again switch. You had Belcour on Carter. And then as soon as the switch comes, Carter comes out, gets a decent look at a three right there. Goes about 4/5 of the way down and doesn't go in. But the switch right there creates the open opportunity for Carter.
Rosen, far left wing, just in front of his head coach, Jerome Allen. Rosen to the tin. Great take. Bump and the bucket for the junior tri-captain. Zach Rosen, a determined drive, putting Penn in front. 44-43 with 11:06 to go in the second, and a chance for Rosen to add one more from the foul line.
And Rosen almost gets himself in trouble with that little 2-foot jump stop. I think if he goes up off one leg, it's an even easier layup for him. He gets the benefit of the call right there on the baseline, though.
The lefty Rosen unable to get the roll on the free throw, so remains 44-43. 10 by a point, 11 minutes left. Zach Rosen with 11 points for the Quakes. Yeah, the iron untied for the Red and Blue. Miles Cartwright picking off a pass in the lane. He's able to draw a blocking foul on the Blue Hens.
Johnson was there. Looked like he was trying to draw the foul. Great body control by Miles Cartwright. And Cartwright takes a pretty hard blow, rubbing that right elbow and shoulder.
Cartwright, that is 15th steal of the season, a team high for the Quakers. 17th foul against Delaware. Still a ton of time left in the second. 10 minutes
here
of
49. All night,
and it's not as if this game did not start late enough. Cartwright at the free throw line, right-handed shooting rookie, the front end gush for Miles Cartwright. Cartwright with 13 points, the Baker's dozen. Brian Johnson going out, and it'll be Devon Sadler, the rookie starting shooting guard, very physical player for Delaware, checking back in. The second for Cartwright, he connects, San Pan has a three-point lead, 46-43, 10-46 to play. The Quakers, 11 of 15 from the free throw line. Another steal by Penn. Rosen, far left side of the lane. Stuffed. It'll be a foul against the Blue Hens and Sadler. That'll be the eighth team foul.
Very sloppy with the ball. And if it hasn't been a Juwan Carter three-point shot, they really haven't had any flow offensively. That time, Sadler just pretty much threw it right into Rosen's leg. Rosen gets the run out, and now going to get two free throws.
A 110 fan in attendance, kind of shimmying the fingers, hands raised above his head. Good karmatic action for Zach Rosen as he drops in his first free throw. 47-43 now the score. Penn by four. The second for the Southpaw rattles out. Far left rebound to Hagan.
Zach Rosen now 3-for-6 from the line, 4-for-12 from the field. So he is struggling shooting the ball tonight, but playing good defense on Sadler. Another loose ball. Delaware comes up.
Blue Hens recover. Carter operating the offense. Far right wing just beneath the timeline. Carter with a game-high 17 takes it near left baseline. Sadler, top of the arc. A line drive two is good for Dawson from the dish. And Dawson has four, and Delaware is within a deuce, 47-45. 10:03 to play in the second half. The Quakers beginning a five-game road run tonight at the Bob Carpenter Center. Nice drive along Main Street to the heart of Delaware's campus. Terrific, well-lit this time of year. White Christmas lights decorating the tree. 10 on the shot clock. Rosen far left wing. Dribbling the ball above his thigh. Non-dominant right hand. Only 4 to shoot. He pulls the trigger. Oh, there's a triple for Zach Rosen.
No offense run by Penn that time. Dribble the ball over half court. Stop. And then Rosen pretty much dribbles out 25 seconds and then bangs down three.
Palm call collected the entire way. And good pressure D by Penn. Looks like maybe Delaware threw it away. But the officiating crew indicate that the Quakers and Miles Cartwright, in particular, deflect the ball off of one of his fingernails out of bounds, far right baseline. 10 by 5, 50, 45, 9:23 to go. Far right corner, Johnson inbounding along Rob Carter on the terrific Blue Hen logo. Center court, Carter, left-hand dribble, under the foul line stops. McNeil kick out Dawson, near left three. Line drive shot, short off the iron, rebound Rosen. Ahead to Cartwright, lost his footing, giving off to Eggleston. The Quakers are going to get a big break.
A block break, actually, because Jack Eggleston comes up with the ball and gets the layup.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, it'll be the ninth team foul against Delaware. And the Frank Acerno Arena crowd at the Bob Carpenter Center, raining down booze upon the officiating crew. Miles Cartwright back to the free throw line. And in particular, official Andrew Marotta, who made the call, getting the brunt of the derisive cheering. Miles Cartwright, 9 minutes, 8 seconds to go in regulation. At the line, trying to give Penn a six-point lead. Cartwright with the right hand, twirls the ball around. Their front end off the back of the iron. Carter with the carom for the Blue Hen. High stepping his way along the far right sideline. Traps the corner double team. Gets release McNeil's far right point. Top yard, Dawson lob inside. Hallett backing Hagans as Mike Hallett getting back in the flow of things. Good man.
Yes, Brian.
You being a former one-time injured big for the Red and Blue, what's that like? Trying to work your way back off of injury and try and catalyze your rhythm.
There's nothing worse than being out, and now Mike Hallett has to come back kind of in the middle of the season and try and play catch-up with everybody. So I expect it to take a little while for Mike to get his sea legs underneath him.
Sixth team foul against the Quakers in the second. Carter far right wing, trying to take over in the lane. Another whistle against the Red and Blue as Carter enter the key. That'll be the seventh team foul against Penn. Delaware from the free throw line, not terrific this season, actually below mediocre. 64.5% collectively as a club, but Juwan Carter very good from the foul line, 76.4%, a team high. 50-45, Penn leading by five, 8:49 to play in the second stanza. A real late start to this game. 8:30 tip, a women's game earlier tonight.
And Elena Deladon didn't even play, so
larger crowd for the women's game.
There's pretty good crowd.
Good crowd. It's probably two-thirds full. It's 5,000-seat Frank
Arena before Christmas.
Carter's front end falls. As Juwan Carter increases his individual scoring total to 18 points. Delaware now is in four. And man, if you look across the court,
yes, Brian,
former dean at Wharton, now the president here at Delaware, Patrick Harker, taking in the game tonight, about seven rows up off of center court.
A great spot by you, Selfie.
Oh, thank you, good man. Carter misses his second, making his way inside for the rebound. Michael Hallett, his first rebound of the season. And this is first game. Remains 50-46, 10-4. Cartwright deep in the middle. Left high post, feed to Eggleston. Exchanging with Cartwright. Stepping back, far left, short on three. Offensive rebound through the hands of Belcour. Kicked off of his right foot, says Haywood Bostic. Ball back to the Fighting Blue Hens.
Haywood.
Haywood, would you give me a call?
Haywood, one of the guys on the White Shadow. You know what, the big bro? You don't remember the show The White Shadow? I figured you would have watched that on Nick at Night.
No, I was a Pete and Pete dude, a Rocco's Modern Life. Hagen living it up on the right wall post with a jam at second of the night. Delaware within two, 50-48.
Good high ball screen by Delaware. And Hagen's, the screener, ends up open as the ball crosses the center line. And Johnson throws back from whence he came. Sadler.
Roses in the key over the head of Hallett. Picked up in the near corner by McNeil.
Mike Hallett is not ready for that right there. Zach Rosen draws two.
Dawson near left line drive. Three attempt, no good. Leaping up to secure the rebound, Zach Rosen. That was a dangerous development there. Almost costly. Rosen, far left low post in stride.
They scratched him on the face. That's the call.
Intriguing. So the Quakers will take it with 7:42 to go in the second half.
Never seen that call. I mean, I thought he was going to be doing the old Rene Goulet, the champion Frenchman. He has the glove up in the air and he calls him, bring out the claw.
7:42 to go in the second half. Timeout on the floor. The score, 10. Trying to hang on against the Blue Hens of Delaware, 50-48 from Elgin Sports. Send them basketball. 188.5 XPN, okay. Sports Network.
The United States Marine Corps supports Penn Basketball on XPN. For more information or to contact a recruiter, it's marines.com. The Marines, the few, the proud. University of Pennsylvania Women's Basketball and its Charge for a Cure program supports Penn Basketball on XPN. To find out more about the Charge for a Cure program, it's the women's basketball page at PennAthletics.com.
Ray Davies and the Kinks.
This is outstanding. Quality of music knowledge demonstrated by one-time Mark Ward Award winner.
A man of many talents. Listening to this holiday music since before Thanksgiving. Pretty much all day, all the time at the current household.
7:42 to go in the second. Stanza Penn leading Delaware 50-48. Free throw upcoming for Zach Rosen. He has two shots. 10th team foul committed by Delaware before the break. Rosen shooting to our right. And with his left hand, he locks in for his 16th point of the evening, bidding for a third consecutive 20-point performance. 20 points even against Army and Villanova the last two games for Penn. Rosen drains his second. He's got 17. The Quakes a four-point lead. Penn Road Navy Blues defensing against Delaware. Delaware home whites. Right left front court. Carter handing off to Johnson down low. Hagen rocks the rim with a two-foot slam on the right side.
And Delaware doing a good job against that 10-2-3 zone.
of taking a dribble or two into the gap, drawing defenders. I thought Higgins probably took an extra step on that dunk, but he was in position.
7-10 to go in the second, 52-50. Left high post, far wing, Eggleston. Hands off Cartwright. Right hand dribble, pulls up. Top of the key, connects for a needed 10-2-pointer.
Bad defense by Delaware. Bad defense. High ball screen. Both Delaware defenders end up going with the screener. Miles Cartwright wide open at 18 feet. No hesitation.
Cartwright with 17. Far right, low post, Hagen. Swings it outside. Johnson pump faking. Under the arc near left. Gives Dawson deep in the middle. Drains it from the outside. Then a three-pointer, and Delaware draws within one.
Juwan Carter actually out of the game right now, so you're thinking, well, where's the offense going to come from? You take your chances with that shot.
Cartwright near right wing. Gives to Rosen atop the arc. Pulls up for three. Short off the iron. Snatching the rebound. Dawson.
No movement that time. Quick down screen. Zach Rosen is left alone. And just takes the easy one that they give him.
54-53-10. McNeil. Foul line for the lead. Jumper, no. Rebound registered by Howland. Delaware's in man has yet to lose the Carpenter Center this season. Rosen, contact and the connection for the Quaker Junior tri-captain, giving the red and blue a little bit of insurance.
I like that attack more than the get it over half court, dribble out 30 seconds of the clock. I understand you need to conserve energy. You're not going too deep on your bench. But at the same time, it's that offense that we've seen a couple of times where you stop playing a little bit too early. And in a game like this, obviously, you can't. But get Zach Rosen, try and get an easy one. You can't push the boulder uphill every minute of every day. Sometimes it's got to be going downhill.
Wisely put.
I think you should say that, Chelsea. Can't push boulder uphill all day.
Rosen hits the free throw, and he cans it to complete the three-point play. So the Quakers, a little swing of 3 points. They lead by four. 57-53, 5:49 to play. Yeah, Delwood 3-0 at the Carpenter Center this season. Hagen's near left baseline, goes up with the right hand and drops in two.
Hagen's isn't bad. He's not a bad front court player. He's decent sense to him, good hands. The tough shot he just made, a little 6-foot floating hook.
I mean, you can totally run your offense through. He can give you that. Far left wing, Rosen in the corner, 22 to shoot for Penn. Zach pump fakes under the arc. Top of the key, Turley flicks it to Belcourt near right wing. Rosen standing about 6 inches from the timeline of the Blue Hens logo center court. Starts his drive. Far left pulls up with 8 to shoot and hits from 10 feet away. 59-55, Penn maintaining that 4-point separation.
Zach Rosen taking this game over. Very aggressive offensively and very consistent for Penn, getting good shots and high percentage possessions.
Season high 22 for Zach at the foul line. Jumper no good for Dawson. Loose ball above the rim. Brought down by Belfort. Rose ahead of back. Eggleston settles it down. Nearly lost his footing. Sees Cartwright far left at three. Off the iron. And a wrap-up foul going against Delaware.
And Jerome Allen saying to Zach Rosen, why? Why are you throwing that one ahead? Zach Eggleston hustling down the floor now as the guy who, if I were playing that position, I would want that ball to come to me for hustling down the floor. Not that I would have been able to do anything with it. But you try and reward a guy when he runs like that. But Jerome Allen saying, you know, what's he going to do with it? Because by the time he got it, he was underneath the basket. Penn fortunately gets a three-pointer open in the corner from Miles Cartwright. Eggleston gets the rebound, and McNeil just holds on to him.
And the lefty Eggleston nets his first free throw. Eggleston with 7 points on the night.
What is Delaware picked in the CAA, Chelsea? I'm sure you know.
Nine out of 12. Eggleston, though, in man earlier tonight, going over the 1,000-point mark for his now four-year Quaker career. The second one is good for Eggleston. 61-55, 10 by 6. Possibly trying to pull away with 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the second. First Quaker since Mark Zoller to top 1,000. The great Quaker class of 2007. Foul to finish for Higgins as he hit a 9-footer from the far right baseline, making it 61-57. Higgins going to the line.
Haywood just blew that call right there. think it's Miles Cartwright for the little ticky-tack foul on Hagan's elbow.
Hagan to the line. He has 14 points. Also, five blocks tonight. A real big force in the low post. He records the free throw, finishing off the three-point play, and that brings the Blue Hens within three, 61-58. This game not played outside of 6 points for, I'd say, probably about the last 20 minutes worth of game time. The Quakers' largest lead at 7 points this evening. Rosen near right for three. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for Zach
Fire.
Rosen. 25 points for the Quaker Junior.
Zach Rosen's just willing the Quakers to victory right here, to a lead right. Can't say victory yet, but he is not letting his team down right now. He's coming off very aggressive.
64-58. Carter, far right wing, swings it near left in the corner to Johnson. 18 to shoot, and on the left side of the lane, he draws the foul en route to the rack. Zim man, you think Zach Rosen saw Juwan Carter lighting it up from the outside here in the second half and thought to himself, you know what, I'm on a 66 on the Kuzi watch list.
He was struggling in the first half. He was really struggling from the floor, but has come back tremendously. Now 8 for 17 overall, 3 for 8 from 3, 25 points. Zach Rosen really getting it done for Penn here in the second half.
7 for 10 shooting in the second stanza for Rosen. 3:42 remaining in regulation. Time on the floor to score. Penn leading Delaware by 6. 64-58 from Milligan Sports. Sunday's basketball on 88.5 XPN, the Penn Sports Network.
United Healthcare supports Penn Basketball on XPN. United Healthcare takes its commitment to their members in Pennsylvania seriously. To find out more about their services, their website is uhc.com.
This is WXPN 88.5 HD Philadelphia, WXPH 88.7 HD Middletown, and WKHS 90.5 Wharton. Member-supported radio from the University of Pennsylvania.
I have no idea. This one's your fault.
Adam Sandler? The Hanukkah song? Baron Ballard.
I was just coming up for that one, Selfie.
Instead of...
I appreciate the softball, then, man. Along with our studio coordinator, Bob Umbera, Morning Man 88.5.
Justin Timberlake do a Christmas song?
If anyone would know, I would expect it to be you. But Bob, an expert job per usual, alongside Vince Kerr and Brian Seltzer from Frank Acherno Arena at the Bob Carpenter Center on the campus of Delaware in Newark. Brian Johnson can't rattle home the front end. And the red and blue come up with a rebound courtesy of Rod Belcourt. Penn with the six-point lead in the ball from left to right.
And Miles Cartwright's been initiating the Penn offense a little bit, taking a little bit of that burden off of Zach Rosen and allowing him to spend a lot of that energy trying to score, which he has been doing in droves.
Rosen with 25 of Penn's 64. Rosen near right, run into by Sadler. Push the perimeter, 7 to shoot, shakes. Sadler inside, no, and Turley taps it in for a deuce. 66-58, Penn's largest lead of the night, Connor Turley, now with 12. Foul the other way, committed by Cartwright and Blake.
Tough call for Miles Cartwright, his fourth.
Fourth for Miles Cartwright.
But on the other end, Zach Rosen has the ball again for 25 seconds or so at the end of that shot clock. Draws so many people to him. Gets to the basket, unable to finish. But everybody paying so much attention to Zach, they forgot about Connor Turley, who comes in for the tip-in as Johnson makes the first free throw. Both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way.
Johnson, a very experienced veteran off the bench for Monte Ross, who spent 10 seasons on Hawk Hill under Phil Martelli at St. Joseph's. Johnson's second one. He knocks it down, making it 66-60. Full court press by Delaware, decked out in their home whites. Have not lost the Carpenter Center this season. 3-0 on its home court is Delaware.
Who have they played, Brian?
They have played Old Dominion, notably Vinman,
okay.
And also
good
Howard.
Win. Good home win.
ODU, the defending conference champion in the CAA. And Delaware tied for first in the CAA with a record of 1-0. Rosen near right baseline, drive block, but contact. Zach Rosen to the line with 2:36 to go. Penn leading by six, seeking to stretch that ends.
Looks like that was Jawan Carter on Rosen right there, who Rosen just goes by like he is standing still. And I'll go back to what we said earlier. Delaware doesn't look interested in playing defense for more than 5 or 6 seconds.
No.
And it's one of those no doubt about it foul calls right there. And all five guys from Delaware prancing around like, oh, I didn't do it. He didn't do it. That's a bad call. You know, spend more time worrying about what you're supposed to be taking care of.
Lefty Rosen, a sterling performance tonight. C-9 26.
Mustachioed former coach would say, we don't need all the histrionics.
That's a dynamite dump droppings in there. Rosen, 4 points shy of his career high that he set on January the 3rd of this year at Lafayette, a 30-point effort for Rosen then. He now is 27, 8 of 18 overall from the floor, 8 of 11 from the free throw line. And Penn matching its largest lead, 8 points, 68-60. 2 minutes, 30 seconds to go, thrown away nearly by Johnson. Rob Belcourt altering the trajectory of that ball out of bounds along the far right sideline. Delaware in danger of dropping back-to-back games for the second time this season. The Quakers looking to make it 4 wins in its last 5 games as a program.
And Belcourt on Carter away from the basket. I like this matchup.
Near left on the wing, Johnson. Unable to attack the three. Hagins, an offensive push-off foul on Connor Turley in the paint. So they walk the floor left to right. And the Quakers, an opportunity with Connor Turley heading to the line, a chance to establish a double-digit lead for the first time tonight.
Opening it up a little bit, Chelsea.
Yeah, been only 4 turnovers committed by the Quakes tonight.
That's because Delaware hasn't played any defense.
Yeah.
Just one man's opinion, Celtics.
Yes. 2:17 to go. Currently the right-handed shooting senior tri-captain with his right ring and pinky fingers taped efficiently by the great Philip Samko.
Connor Turley really has been a force for Penn tonight and a major contributor.
Turley seeking his second. He's got it. Connor Turley with a season best 14 points, 10 by a game best 10, 70-60 with 2:11 to go. Top of the arc, Boney, far right wing to Johnson. He goes baseline. Near left corner, Dawson pulls the trigger. No triple. Belcourt on the board.
Pretty much it. You stop one guy and Delaware is dead offensively.
Foul on Rosen as he crossed the timeline far left by Johnson. So Zach Rosen back to the line. He could get his total up to 29 points, which would be the second best total of his Quaker career. Connor Turley, Vinman, matching a career high with 14 points tonight. Set against St. Joseph's earlier in 2010, but of course last year, back on January the 25th.
St. Joe's going down to BU, Patrick Chambers. Brother of Paul Chambers.
7th straight loss for the Hawks, man. Is that correct?
Chambers coaching tree.
Rosen now is 28, making it 71-60.
Tough one for the Joe last night at a 12-point lead with 10 minutes to go and end up losing that one. Speaking of Chambers, Joe Chambers, the best coach in the Chambers family.
Rosen notches his second. He has 29. 1 point shy of tying a career high. A minute 48 left. Quakers pulling away, up by a dozen. Carter in the key, triple team, hands off Hagins. Top of the arc, Boney for three. Unable to throw it in. Tap out by Dawson in the backcourt. That is a safe play for Boney. 90 seconds to go as he brings it in the front court. Monte Ross looking for a foul call. Carter, top of the arc, throws in the three. That's his sixth of the game. And Carter now has 21 points. A minute 25 to go. Timeout taken by Delaware. The deficit for the Blue Hens now at 9, Penn leading 72-63. So if any man the schedule, pardon me.
Go ahead, Celtic.
No, no, all the fours you have.
Monte Ross was screaming at the officials to call a foul. I'm not sure which foul he wanted right there. He ends up getting the open three.
Tin Man, the Quakers,
that's
beginning
right.
A five-game road swing tonight. Now, granted that two of those road games are at Big Five foes, LaSalle and Temple to complete it. But between them and tonight, at Marist a week from this evening, then at Kentucky on Monday, January the 3rd. And prepare
to
begin
that Calipari offense that I was trying to remember the name of earlier. The throw the balls out there and just shoot, or you know
what he
call
can
it,
do
the
that.
Drive and dish. I'm having such a hard time remembering what they
drive
called
and
that.
Kick? Something like that.
The dribble drive offense, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
Full court press by the Hens out of the timeout. Eggleston inbounding far left wing to Cartwright, who is lassoed and wrapped up by Alfonso Dawson. With a minute 24 to go, 72-63. And Cartwright to the line. Miles Cartwright, 17 points, second best offensive performance of his 9-game Quaker career. And with two free throws here, he would bring his total to 19, which would be the second best output for him in a single game this season.
Cartwright into the game for Belcourt because Cartwright is as good a free throw shooter. And he misses the first of two free throws.
Just the fifth miss on now. A total of 30 tries for Cartwright this season. That remains 72-63. A minute 24 to go. Cartwright with the right hand. Hits on his second. And it's a 10-point lead once again. 73-63. Penny. Johnson top of the arc as fans begin to filter out of the Carpenter Center. Hagen's fighting up left side. Too strong on a shot. And a foul committed by the Blue Hens with a minute 12 to go. Rob Belcourt drawing it for Penn. And once again, the Quakers will take one step, then another, then another, another.
So you
down the floor.
Mr. Bruce to start the bus, LT.
That's
one,
right.
This one looks like it's in the books. Rob Belcourt, strong rebound there. And just takes the foul. Going to try and get himself on the scoreboard. Rob still with a zeroth point, looking for his first.
Did you say zeroth?
Zeroth, yeah.
Chris Fires on the first with 72 seconds to go. A 10-point lead for Penn. Belcourt. Next, number two. 1-for-2 for Belcourt. Johnson slips as he crossed the timeline. Floor burn at the top of the arc. Carter in the near left corner picked up a loose ball. As Fanny hit the deck, couldn't hit the three. Ball tapped out of bounds by Zach Rosen. 61 seconds to play, 24 seconds to shoot. The Delaware Blue Hens.
Delaware looked like they were more interested in getting a foul call right there than actually doing something, running at the basket or taking a jump shot.
Carter in the near left corner with 60 seconds to play. Hagens, near left low post. An emphatic jam with two hands, front of the rim. 74-65, Monte Ross under the timeout. Hagens with 15 points, 7 rebounds.
And the great Brian Schiff from Comcast Sportsnet are sitting beside us all night. I said, I have seen enough. I'm beating the traffic home.
Can't blame him. Tin Man, the Quakers, just 10 of 29 from the floor in the first half for a percentage of 34.5. Here in the second stanza, the Quakers 12 of, as I compute some quick math, 12 of 20 then, man.
60%. You're going to win a lot of games shooting 60%, that's for sure, Selfie.
Meanwhile, Delaware with four more field goals than the Quakers, 26-22 the disparity, but Penn outscoring Delaware by 18 at the free throw line. Penn with the ball, 50 seconds to go, Miles Cartwright. Fouled far left wing under the timeline. 74-65, and Miles Cartwright a chance to get to 20 points for the second time this season. He is sitting on 18.
A lot of candidates for the Smokey Joe's player of the game. So
overwhelming, Vinman.
Zach Rosen with a huge second half. Miles Cartwright really kept Penn in it early. That has been solid
defensively and from the free throw line as he knocks down his first. Connor Turley with a career high 14.
Cartwright, three dribbles, twirls the ball between his hands with the right hand. Hits on his second. That makes it 76-65 with 48 seconds to go. 15-second differential between the game and shot clock. The Carpenter Center, where Penn poised to unseat Delaware. Dawson drains a deep three near left, about 24 feet out. Second three-pointer of the night. And a quick foul by the Blue Hens on the inbounds to Belcourt with 37 and 6-tenths of a second to go. 76-68, the Quakers.
Just out of curiosity, you're down 11. You cut it to 8 with 37 seconds to go, and you've just made a 3. Why are you holding your hand up in the air with the 3 and... You know, like,
I don't quite get that. You're Alfonso Dawson.
I guess so.
Rob Belcourt lays a brick on his first. So it stays at 76-68. Absurd. 37-6 tenths to a second to go. So the Penn Quakers trying to build a little character on the road.
What is this guy doing? You're the guy behind us. Come on, get on with the game. I agree with him. What could he possibly have to figure out right now?
Well,
they're trying to make sure they have the right shooter.
I think they were trying to make sure the game clock had the proper time on it, which stays at 37 and 6 tenths of a second.
Okay.
I can't fault due diligence.
No, I guess not.
Belcourt trying to get at least one. The right-handed junior connects on his second. 77-68. 35 seconds to go. 2 seconds the difference between the game and shot clock. Johnson near left side of the lane. A foul committed by Zach Rosen, who most certainly was not trying to
call this game. Let's see. 15, 16 for Penn, and 14 for Dawson. It seems like there's a lot more than that.
Well, 28 points for Penn from the free throw line, and then out of a 77 he scored.
There you go. The Quakers.
Now we're only 7 for 10 from the line, so a huge disparity there.
Now, Delaware has been more of a complete jump shooting team, except for when they pounded inside to Higgins.
Johnson unable to hit with 39 tenths of a second ago, 77-68. The Penn Quakers, a season-high single-game scoring total, is firing on the second by Johnson. Rebound Bernardini. Shot clock turned off, 25 seconds to go. And the other way, Rosen is fouled. Well, that does stop the progress of the
side.
But Rosen now has a chance, if he is able to hit both free throws, a chance to set a new career-high scoring total. And that'll be the fifth personal foul for Brian Johnson. Hinman, three double-figure scorers for the Penn Quakers tonight. Two of them have at least gotten to 20. Rosen, a game high 29, Cartwright with 20, Connor Turley tying a career high with 14, and Jack Eggleston, 8 points, but 10 rebounds for gentleman Jack. Zach Rosen, the Quakers, nursing a 9-point lead, 77-68. Trying to snap a 2-game losing streak in the 21-game rivalry against the Delaware Blue Hens. Rosen off! Man, you missed on his first.
That is journalistic integrity right there. You're rooting a little bit, Selfie.
Rosen to tie a career high of 30 points. That one is good. 25 seconds to go, 10 by 10. Carter far right across the timeline. Far right wing, and Cartwright is baited into a foul.
Haywood, you blew that one because that was a horrible call.
Hey, would you swallow the whistle? There's only 18 and 9 tenths of a second to go. Miles Cartwright fouls out, finishing with...
We're just filling at this point.
Well, this is a... You know, it's starting to get a little bit punchy here. It's a late
tip. Christmas week.
A reminder that whenever you visit the Palestra on campus at Penn, be sure to swing by Abner's Cheesesteaks of University City. Our pals at Abner's will hook you up with the best cheesesteak in Philly, located in the heart of University City on the corner of 38th and Chestnut Streets. The Penn Quakers possibly looking for what could be their third double-digit victory of the season. However, Dawson will try to prevent that from happening. Penn leading by 10, 18 and 9 tenths. Another second to go in the second. Dawson, oh, a brick off the front end on his first free throw try. Zach Rosen, Miles Cartwright, the backcourt tandem, combining for 50 of Penn's 78. Dawson, his second one, no good. Rebound wrapped up by Tyler Bernardini, and that should just about wrap up this game. 10 seconds to go. Jack Eggleston will hang on the ball in the far left corner. He's double-teamed, calls a timeout. There's 7.5 seconds left.
Can't even believe he just called that timeout right there. He was double-teamed, and he didn't want to throw it away. The 12 or so people that are left in here are moaning.
Dad, Tom, yawning in the stands.
Is he really?
But it's always, he is a terrific
Boston Bearer here as long as possible, because 4 o'clock's not going to come early tomorrow after the XPN holiday party and the holiday cheer that I'm sure was in which Bob may have partaken.
But always great to see Tom and Kathy Eggleston at the game is making the trek from Noblesville, Indiana. So this should just about do it. Rob Belcourt inbounds with 7.5 seconds to go. Rosen tucks the ball under his left armpit. And as the horn sounds at the Carpenter Center, the Penn Quakers pick up their first true road victory of 2010-2011 and breach the 500 mark, a winning record for the third time this year, improving to 5-4 and dealing Delaware its first defeat at home this year as the Blue Hens suffer their second straight defeat. Now at 5-4, the Quakers beginning a five-game road trip that bridges 2010 into 2011 on a very positive 10-point win note, Vin Man, 78-68, the final score.
Yeah, it was one of those games, Chelsea, that Delaware took a chance or had an opportunity to seize the momentum. Juwan Carter really heated up, had that stretch there where he banged down 4 or 5 baskets in an 8-minute period, and Delaware takes a lead. And Penn, to their credit, you know, we're sitting here over here saying, God, you got to stop one guy. You stop the one guy, you win the game. Penn pretty much shut him down the rest of the way. And Juwan Carter finishes with 21, but Penn finishes with a 10-point victory.
Along the far right corner, a great round of applause given to the Quakers as they exited the court by a very loyal, strong, solid-numbered Quaker crew on hand. And that is just a big perk of being able to follow this team, Vin Man.
Yes,
the loyalists come out in strong numbers.
They do travel. The Penn folks travel, and they're always here to support the team. And it's, as you say, a great benefit for the players and the Penn family.
The Penn Quakers back above 500, a winning record for the third time this year following a 78-68 defeat of the Delaware Blue Hens. Penn now 5-4. They improved to 1-2 on the road this year. Third 10-point victory for the Quakes, 78-68, your final score. Coming up next, the post-game show from the Bob Carpenter Center. The Penn Quakers win it behind a career-tying effort from Zach Rosen. His 30 points in a big second half propels Penn to a fifth win. This is
Strawberry Alarm Clock with incense and peppermint.
That's right. From Elegant Sports, you've been listening to Penn Men's Basketball on 88.5 XPN.
Ever since crippled mankind, they came many things I can't define. Okay, but fighting floods in your mind. Incense and peppermint, the color of time.
Pico Energy supports Penn Basketball on XPN. Pico Energy delivers electricity to 1.5 million customers and natural gas to 430,000 customers in southeastern Pennsylvania.
This is WXPN 88.5 HD Philadelphia, WXPH 88.7 HD Middletown, and WKHS 90.5 Wharton. Member-supported radio from the University of Pennsylvania.
For the most up-to-date information on Penn basketball, visit the official University of Pennsylvania Athletics website at pennathletics.com.
picking up where the action left off. It's Red and Blue Rewind on XTN, now bringing you a complete recap and reaction from coaches and players and analysis of the final set. Back to Vince Curran and Brian Seltzer.
Are you scared
of the line? Frank, at Carville Arena, inside the Bob Carpenter Center on the campus of the University of Delaware in Newark, the Penn Quakers, a real nice, solid start to a five-game road trip. Beginning it tonight with a 78-60 triumph over the Delaware Blue Hens, Penn now 5-4, and the Quakers snap a two-game losing skid against the Blue Hens and improve to 17-4 in the overall rivalry. Along with our studio coordinator, Bob Umbera, who's having a great
halfway
night.
Home by now.
And my partner, Vince Curran. My name's Brian Seltzer. Vince, maybe the main storyline of this game, the Penn Quakers overcoming a real poor first half in terms of shooting. Now, the Quakers still had the lead after 20 minutes of play, 26-23. But, man, they opened it up in the second half, and the shooting really stepped up, led by Zach Rosen.
26 points in the first half, 52 in the second half. And, wow. And you said Zach Rosen really just attacking and very aggressive offensively. Finishes 8 for 18, 3 for 8 from 3, 11 for 15 from 3-point range, 30 points, and Penn 29 for 39 from the free throw line, so a pretty solid effort for them. Delaware only 7 for 14, so that's where this game was won. And as I said, it was because Penn was attacking and Delaware was settling for jump shots. Delaware shoots 7 for 19 from 3-point range. Delaware 27 for 54 overall. Not horrible, but Penn got way more production from the free throw line.
Very quickly on the Comcast Sportsnet out-of-town scoreboard, checking in around the NCAA, two other games tonight involving Ivy League teams. The Princeton Tigers getting their ninth win of the season, proving to 9-3 by taking care of 1,075-65. It was a tilt of the Tigers in Maryland.
You couldn't wait for that, could you?
75-65, Princeton wins it, and Tommy Amaker with... well, not the best from the Crimson against UConn. Number four, the Huskies.
No shame
dropping the Crimson
to UConn. They're a pretty good team.
81-52. So Harvard now is 7-3 on the season. Right here at Delaware, the Penn Quakers dropping Delaware 78-68. That's the Comcast Sportsnet out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Comcast Sportsnet. Nobody does Philly college hoops better than our friends at Comcast Sportsnet. Vin Mann,
that's
time
fine.
To unwrap.
Unsheath.
And reveal.
Yes.
The post-game designations, honors, and awards. United Healthcare presents the shot of the game.
The shot of the game. Well, I had it written down as Rosen's free throw for 31 to give him a new career high. But, of course, you missed the first one of that. You can say that last. So you don't
well,
have to whisper. You want
would
to
I
that?
Submit Jack Eggleston, his third field goal, to put him over 1,000 points for his Quaker career?
I like that, Celtic. I actually... had that as the play of the game, Jack Eggleston on the duck in to start the second half, where he sets the ball screen and then comes down across and gets the layup. So we're going to make that not only our shot of the game, but our play of the game.
Well, what do you know? So
a double header for Jack Eggleston. Big night for him.
United Healthcare shot of the game brought to you, of course, by United Healthcare. United Healthcare helping people lead healthier lives. A proud partner. Penn Athletics and the play of the game as well. Brought to you by Pico. Pico now more than ever with you every step of the way. So that brings us in, man, and there are a lot of candidates this evening. Why is this night different from all other nights? Well, there are three pretty stout candidates for the Smokey Joe's player of the game.
And if I'm not mistaken, all three players tied career highs in points tonight.
Cartwright missed that by two, then, man.
He had 22?
He did, yeah.
Okay, so he had 20 tonight, so I stand corrected. And since Miles Cartwright fouled out, he's out. He's not a wartime consigliere. So it's not going to be Miles Cartwright tonight, even though he had a spectacular night. 20 points on 4 for 9 from the field, 10 for 13 from the free throw line, a couple rebounds, a couple assists. Just a very solid game for Miles Cartwright. Now it comes down to Zach Rosen, who has 30 points tying a career high and really willed Penn to victory and to the lead in the second half. Or Connor Turley, who I thought really just gave Penn a physical presence, did a good job on the boards,
banged a little bit, and made a lot of shots when they needed to be made. They were big times. So Connor Turley with 14 points, 4 rebounds, 5 for 7 shooting, 4 for 4 from 3, and a couple of assists thrown in there. My Smokey Joe's player of the game, Connor Turley.
Well-deserved, then. He really ignited the Quakers' offense, and then the first 4 points, 6 the first 8.
And they got him early in the second half. So to start each half off, they got Connor Turley involved, and he had a big tip in, had another jump shot. So a very solid game for Connor.
Connor tying a career-high 14 points, 4 rebounds as well, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 5 of 7 overall. Here's the Smokey Joe's player of the game, presented by the one and only Smokey Joe's. It is what, Vin Nance?
The Penstitution,
it is what, Vin Nance?
The Penstitution,
yes,
Brian.
It is a tradition before and after games. Since 1933, Smokey Joe's, a proud longtime partner of Penn Athletics. And very quickly, Kindred Healthcare brings you the team leader support. Game high scores, Zach Rosen tying a career high 30 points, 8 of 18, 11 of 15 from the foul line. Two other double-figure scoring producers for Penn. Cartwright with 20. Connor Turley tying a career high with 14. Game-high rebound total belongs to Jack Eggleston, 10. He was 2 points shy of his third double-double of the season. He finished with 8 points, 3 of 9 shooting.
So he only had a single-double is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay. Just
yes,
checking. By the way, you know what? You were 10 points and 10 rebounds shy of your first double-double of the season.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. Not saying. I'm just saying.
Penn Quaker has finished the game shooting 44.9% from the floor, 22 of 49, 5 of 18 from the outside. The difference, 29 of 39 from the free throw line.
So pretty good.
4 turnovers in the game committed by the Quakers. Turnovers for Delaware, 10 of them. The Quakers converted them into 13 points. Delaware 50% from the field, 27 to 54, 7 to 19 from the outside, just 7 to 14 from the free throw line. Team high for Delaware, Juwan Carter 21, followed by Hagen 17, a season high, and also Alfonso Dawson, a dozen points, 3 double digit scores for each team. And that's the team leaders report brought to you by Kindred Healthcare. The Kindred Hospital team provides high intensity medical care. Let the Kindred Healthcare team help you on the road to recovery. Learn more at kindredhospitals.com. The next broadcast of Penn Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network comes your way a week from tonight. Poughkeepsie in New York at Marist. The Penn Quakers tipping off with Marist at 7:30. That means the pregame show gets underway at 7:15 on Wednesday, December the 29th. You can hear coverage of that game beginning once again at 7:15. On our Penn Sports Network radio partner, 950 ESPN, on the AM dial. So, between now and the Quakers' next game, of course, the Christmas holiday over the weekend on Saturday, and just a very happy, healthy holiday season to all of you and yours out there listening. Just enjoy this time of year, Vin Man, as always, when you got the family around, the fireplace, a crackling.
Bob Lambert's eyes are rolling back in his head right now. He's like, will these two please wrap this up and let me out of here?
And on that note, Bob Mera, our guy, we can send him on his merry way back to...
He's not going to be able to work tomorrow anyway.
Back to the PVP, right? Send the bomber on his way. 78-68, the final score from Delaware. The preceding copyrighted broadcast has been authorized under rights granted by the University of Pennsylvania and the Division of Recreation and Intercollegiate Athletics and Elegant Sports Marketing. It is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of this particular audience. And we do appreciate your listening and lending us your ears on this Wednesday, December the 22nd. The accounts and descriptions of this broadcast may not be retransmitted in any form without the express written consent of Nelligan Sports Marketing.
People really have to be clamoring to rebroadcast this post-game show, by the way.
You're right about that. The executive of Penn Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network is Michael Felici. The coordinating producer is Nicole Schwartz. And now for our studio coordinator, the morning man, the bomber, Bob Bamberry, and my partner on site, Vince Kern, Brian Seltzer, saying, see ya. From the Bob Carpenter Center in Newark, Delaware, the Penn Quakers back above 500, defeating Delaware 78-68, improving to 5-4. Have a great holiday over the weekend. Talk to you next Wednesday from all of us here at the Penn Sports Network.
2010-2011, Penn Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network from Nelligan Sports Marketing has been presented by Chili's. Chili's, home of Fajita Rita Monday, pepper and some fun. Coca-Cola,
Coke Zero. Real Coke tastes zero calories. Independence Blue Cross. Now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Holiday Inn. Look again at Holiday Inn Historic District for your stay in Philadelphia. Kindred Healthcare. Kindred Hospitals, dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. PICO, we put our energy into you. For extended coverage of the preceding game, including a complete recap, video interviews, and final stats, log on to PennAthletics.com. This is the Penn Sports Network, 88.5 FM, WXPN Philadelphia, a Nelligan Sports production.